You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, Robert Kelly fans? There are some big Robert Kelly shows coming up this weekend you do not want to miss. Thursday, May 1st at Harrah's in Atlantic City, Bobby Kelly and Nick DiPaolo together at Harrah's on stage. Bobby and Nick together. You don't want to miss this one. Thursday, May 1st at Harrah's in Atlantic City. And then on May 2nd and 3rd, Robert Kelly is headlining at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's Friday the 2nd and Saturday the 3rd. For tickets to both events, go to robertkellylive.com or go to the events page at riotcast.com. Order your tickets now. They are going fast.
On the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Alright, we have a very special. Why is this fucking thing so far away from me? Did I shrink? Did they move this? I can't fucking reach the thing. Alright, we got a very special YKWD show today. We got some of my favorite guests. One of them not.
What?
Not you, Dave.
Which one is not?
You'll find out at the end.
Mysterious.
This is a very special show. We got my friend Rob from Canada, Toronto, who runs the Dark Comedy Festival.
Nice.
the brand new comedy festival that's been going for how many years?
Three.
Stop downplaying it, fuckface.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm just a human, too, though. You could just talk about
me. We know. We're all looking right at you. I didn't say it was just for laughs.
All right.
We got Mike Vecchione, who's got a brand new CD that just popped out.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Muscle Confusion.
Yeah. We got one of my favorites, Kurt Metzger.
Hi, Bob.
5 o'clock shadow, Kurt, at fucking noon. And then we got you have anything you're plugging?
I'm going to be on Comedy Underground on Saturday with Vecchione.
That's what we're going to plug all that.
Oh, well, that's
we get
what I'm
to
plugging.
Him. Yeah. We got Dave Attell is going to be here. Is here now, not going to be here.
I'm right here.
He's here with, and he's got his new special coming out. What's
it's
the name?
Out already, the Roadwork special.
And where was that filmed? At the Village Underground, correct?
No, that one, Roadwork was spilled, excuse me, guys.
You all right?
Roadwork was filmed in five
stop.
Clubs.
Let's do this over. Play the song again.
Roadwork was filmed in five clubs on the road, and so it's kind of the best and worst of those shows. And
what was the five clubs?
The Acme in Minneapolis.
I heard Helium that's the best club ever.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of the best, I'd say. First of all, the Minneapolis audience is there. Incredibly just glad to be out.
Yeah.
After, Arctic Vortex, Game of Thrones winter there. So they just love it.
Yeah.
And then Helium in Philly.
Yeah. Great club.
Great one.
One of my favorites.
Stress Factory in New Jersey.
Excellent one of my
favorites.
No, I'm kidding. Did Vinny do 45 in front of you?
Vinny was very professional.
My son got arrested.
Vinny was very professional.
What'd he do? Did he do a phone call in front of your fucking hour special?
That. He just did his usual with the, camera thing in the audience and,
Yeah, the sled.
The gag
sled.
Reel. There was a gag reel involved.
You got to get him warmed up. People
exactly.
love it. People
exactly.
love that, Dave.
I always find it very hard to follow the gag reel on these clubs. they have like the Dumb and Dumber, the best of that. And,
all
you
your
know.
Favorite movies.
Yeah.
And then I have to be a movie after that for you.
It always scares me when the crowd is just fucking dying hysterically. At some type of blooper reel.
Yes.
Oh my God, fuck me.
They have the the Caddyshack, the thing dancing.
You're right, yeah.
The gopher? The otter. The gopher, yeah.
Oh, it's an otter.
I'm sorry, guys.
Otters don't dance.
I did that in honor of our Canadian guest, the otter.
By the way, one called Rob on the fact that it was called the Roadwork Special, and he asked you if it was filmed at the Village Underground in New York City.
That was the Comedy Underground
place.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only place that's
was
not
anybody
going to
call you on your fucking stupid little joke that didn't work?
Yeah, it took a while. More important people are talking. I had to take some fucking time to sit on it.
And then you have your show that's on Comedy Central,
which you were a part of. I appreciate you doing it.
Which were all of us except for Rob.
Yeah, good.
Sorry, it was a domestic thing.
I know.
Rob. Sorry,
I
couldn't go out.
I'm going to be so
trying to create jobs here.
Unbelievably unimportant on this podcast right now. There's no reason for me to be here.
Let's explain to people what that. How did that show come about, and what is it about?
Comedy Underground is, that was Comedy Central's call. They wanted to do a show. I assume it was because they wanted to do a late night dirty show, and also I guess John Oliver was leaving, which I don't think any of us knew,
right?
Because he was the one who was doing this kind of showcase show,
right?
And I said, sounds interesting, but if you're going to do it, I want it to be hardcore, no like storytelling alt stuff. I wanted to be more down and dirty kind of stuff. And they were like, sure. And then I figured that would throw them off, because usually that throws them off when it's
right,
like,
yeah,
whoa, too dirty, we're not going to like it. But they came back at me again and again saying like, yeah, no, we really want to do the show. So what I did is I wanted to make it look like my special, like club work,
right,
like really in clubs, you know. So, you know, I thought it would be a great idea to do it at the Village Underground, which is a great, like, venue for both music and comedy, I think.
It's my favorite fucking venue ever.
Yeah,
I was supposed to film my special there 2 years ago, and they kept saying, no, New Wave kept saying, no, you got to do it in a theater. It's I was like, I'm not a theater guy.
Exactly.
I play clubs. I don't do fucking theaters. I always hate that when you see some person who's never done theaters, and all of a sudden they're in front of 2,500 people.
Well, that's Kurt. You're special. No, Kurt, I've seen a taste of Kurt's news. When does that come out, anyhow?
Tentatively June 20th, but it could move.
Okay. That's White Precious on Comedy Central, and that's done in a theater.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but not that big. It's like 300 people. Yeah, it wasn't
that's
like
good.
That.
There you go.
Your girl came in and literally scared the shit out of me.
She has a hoodie. So
no, she came in. You didn't tell anybody that you were bringing somebody, and she kind of came in, and I was like,
I thought she was going to come up with me, but she.
Who are you? I go, can you be any more She just sat down. She goes, I go, can you be any more uncomfortable? She goes, I can. And I was like,
and she can be.
Yeah, she took out a knife
and happening
put
now.
It against
Thank
Kelly's
you.
Throat. I'll slice this white bitch.
Back
stand
on point.
Your ground, Bobby.
But to go back on the whole theater versus comedy club, I'm with you on that. I'm not a theater act, even though I've done like theater shows.
Yeah.
Never felt comfortable in it. I don't even think my audience enjoys it, because, you know, I like the idea that they're right there, and you do too.
Yeah.
And I think all these guys like know the pros and cons to both. Right. But you know, these guys have toured me on the road. They've done like theater shows with me. It's never as fun as a club show. Yeah. It just never is. And that's why when I did the Roadwork special, I wanted it all in clubs. I wanted it like bopping around. And people were like, well, what does it look like? And I'm like, it really is like pretty much as close to a comedy gig as you can get, because I have the cameras like right on me.
Yeah.
I give cameras to people in the audience, and the audience really like stepped up. I mean, honestly, you know, from the beginning of the shooting to the end, the whole process got better. My director guy, Scott, and my editor, Jeremy, like they got it right away. And then the editing, which was like nightmarishly long, I've told all you guys, like pulled you aside at the cellar, like, oh my God, man, I've been, you know, it was almost like a, you know, it was definitely like, it was one of those things where like I never thought about finishing. It's like I felt like I'll be that guy babbling, talking about editing, you know? And, you know.
That's so, like when I did my first CD, I did 7 shows. And I fucked off on all 7. I didn't just do the hour.
Right.
I'll wing it and then I'll edit it. I had 7 hours to go through. And like this joke worked here, but it fell off. And this was, and I had to go through it. And then at the end of it, it took me months to do it myself. And then at the end, Jack Vaughn at the time at Comedy Central.
He's great.
He goes, we would have done that for you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
It's really hard for the, I guess you could call it the let go process of like finally getting it out there. But I'll tell you, I was blown away on both the road work, like the reaction from the comedy fans, like just blown away by it, and the Comedy Underground, like the people who dig the comics and also the whole idea of it, of like late night, uncensored, unfiltered. It's like out of control. It's great.
You know, Access TV came out with one a year ago. At
what?
Oh. Well, they did, but yours.
Sorry, this is my pay. I had to cover that with a clown noise.
You're going. A pun.
Well, you know, they it's more
Access
of
did
it's a live show,
right,
which I loved. I love live because you I remember who
dangerous. Was, yeah,
it's fucking crazy to go live. I but it's also something freeing. I hosted one, and they were like, just keep going.
Yeah,
and I remember I think somebody the week before, one of the hosts stopped. He fucked up a joke or something, and he was like, all right, let's do that over.
over. And the guy was like, you're live, dumb.
Oh, that's funny. But I heard they had restrictions on that Access one, that they really had, like, you know, like, they had language.
Well, I think, I don't think.
Let me say cunt.
No, there's no restrictions. But I think with your show, which I loved about your show, it was produced fucking amazing. As far as the lighting, the backdrop. You made the Village Underground look like a totally different fucking place that was badass. And then the actual thing of it, like, I remember, I was fucking bummed. Mm-hmm. Because I was excited that you asked me, but I, you know, my set, I thought it was good, but it wasn't the greatest.
Well, I asked you a couple times, and you told me that you you were in between sets, and you were also working on an hour, and I respected that.
Yeah.
Most of the people that I wanted to do it, I was like, they're probably banking time for an hour.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was the guys that I knew that, like, would do it just to do it.
Yeah.
And then there were the guys who I think, like, I'm like, they're ready, they're getting an hour ready. You
but
know?
I think it was a fucking, it's a great idea, and the way you guys produced it, the way it looked visually.
It looks really good.
It was
Thank
really
you.
Hot.
Thank you.
That was that idea. You? Was it all you?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of camera problems, but luckily, like, you know, the cool thing about it is, like, to keep it raw and really keep, like, that audience camera, which a lot of people think is a joke, is really the best way, especially the kind of comedy we all do, which is, like, joke-driven, hard comedy.
Yeah.
It really does look good in that little camera. It really does.
Right.
And I think every guy who's seen it here, like, this week we got, like, Kurt and Mike and Nikki Glaser,
right.
Super funny. And, like,
she refused to do the show, by the way.
She
refused. Exactly.
She's going to have her own separate.
I was like, look at you promoting. I don't care. I'm not, I don't care. Dave, tell Dave. Fuck
yeah,
him.
Yeah, fuck. I'm doing
fuck
OWN.
Everybody.
I'm going with OWN.
I have my own show coming out. I'm OWN.
Doing a six-parter with OWN. No, I really do feel like it captures, like, the club thing. And the audience, I'm not just saying it because the people who have been tweeting and commenting, they all get it, too. So, you know. There are club people out there. We just have to support them. That's really the cool thing about this show is that there are people who want to see it in a club. They don't want to just see it, like, in an outdoor, you know, amphitheater or, like,
no,
some
it's,
big deal.
I was trying to explain this a couple years ago to fucking New Wave. I wanted to do mine at the Cellar. I wanted to get the little small 5Ds, or whatever, D5s, whatever they are, right. Put around 8 of them in the room and just hit record on and do 2 hours. That's it. And whatever the fuck happened, happened.
Right.
Because the laughter is, you can hear when somebody gets the joke a lot.
Right. Yeah.
You can hear when the joke pops and when somebody, when a few people laugh.
Right.
In a theater, it's like this rolling, almost like an ocean laugh.
If you're lucky, if you get that. Let's talk to these guys. Yeah. Like, you guys have done theater shows. What do you think?
Yeah, it just dissipates faster. It's the high ceilings.
I think
we're all comfortable in that small
quarters. It's like if you hear somebody,
it hits, you can hear it back.
If you hear somebody's CD versus their DVD at a theater, like, usually a CD is at a club.
Right.
Right? The laughter is so much fucking better because you can hear, you know, the joke kind of, like, more people get it. Or that one lady just cackling because she's still laughing at that fucking joke. That, to me, is like comedy. Yeah. It's like jazz.
Perfect.
You know
what
I mean?
Well, it's more intimate, too.
Yeah.
Mike, what did you do your CD? The one
I did it at the Stand.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a small room.
What's the name of it?
Muscle
Actually,
confusion.
you're being kind. That's the smallest room. I mean, beyond doing it at the Stand, you're really doing it in your house. I mean, really, it really is Maria Bamford special. We'll be right back. Oh, sorry.
No, I did it at the Stand, but it was good because it was a tight room, and I did a long time. And I went through the same process. It's like I did like an hour and 20 minutes, and then had to, like, edit it together and edit it down.
Right.
All myself, which I'm like, this is just like a never ending. It's just a never ending process.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I'm filming my special at the Village Underground in July.
That'll be great.
I'm excited that I said no. They came back and they were like, they wanted to do it at some theater that I think Comedy Central has done 9 shows.
Right.
I've already seen 5 specials there. And I
said, which theater do you remember?
John Jay.
John Jay is actually good.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it because you know why? The fucking stage is too high.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to find a theater if I was going to do it where the stage was on the floor, where you could be level with everybody.
Yeah, right.
That's comedy to me.
Right. Yeah.
And I finally found a place downtown. They were like, no, you got to do it at John Jay. We worked it out, though. They finally came back. I was like, fuck it. You can shoot it over at the Village Underground.
That's great.
So I'm excited to do... because I feel like you should be right there. I should be able to see somebody's face and be... You know, as far as the joke goes, the tempo, the feel. And when I did your show...
Yeah.
It was... Like when you do these specials, it's so disconnected. Mm-hmm. When you do comedy shows, whether it be on TV, because you're always at some theater or some fucking crowd that's disconnected from you, and they're just like a robot. They laugh when they're supposed to.
Right.
At that show, mm-hmm. it was like being at a club. They laughed where they were supposed to, but sometimes
they didn't.
There was a couple
things
that did. I was like, eh, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And they're filming this.
You saw Jay's set when that one girl hating his guts right in the front row. And I think they had to, like, the one girl wanted to bang. I thought that was cool. Like girl, when you
had brought her on stage.
Yeah, Jen. She was like into him, and then but her friend was like, ugh, because she's talking about this awesome horse fucking joke.
Her face was the best. Yeah, the Joker face.
But I think Jay told me like they cut it way down from like way more hate on her face.
Yeah.
Oh really? Yeah.
No, time was really and I was involved in the editing. Towards the middle of it to the end, because, you know, I talked to all of you at some point about, like, you know, I'm going to jump in and, like, because, you know, the one thing I do is respect you guys as comics, but also just comedy. And to give Comedy Central credit, they also were like, we don't want to touch anybody's bits. And I go, well, you know what? There's too much material. We need to cut it down. And they agree. You know, we all had to cut it down. And I was like, well, this is the way we should go. It's just like strong sets. And, you know, I think it worked for everybody because nobody's supposed to leave watching that show going like, I wonder what this guy does. Like, they're supposed to see what they do from what they brought material-wise. And it's very difficult because a lot of you guys had so many good bits. And then some of you guys, you know, basically there was so many camera problems that some of those bits were unusable.
Well,
you know?
There was a couple fucking issues with it, but I mean, look, I'm sure that you the audience is never going to know that shit. We'll know it because we're fucking crazy and we know how the shit goes every night. But when they edit shit down on TV, there's some party that has to just let it go and be like, all
right. That's a hard thing to do.
It's a hard thing to do, but you got to remember that the people watching it have no fucking clue of the way it's supposed to be in your head. You know what I mean? So if they cut it down, 8 minutes set to 5 minutes, they're not going to fucking know. It is what it is. Cause funny's funny.
Well, that's true. Dave was really, I know he was really,
I
detailed.
Cut me myself down. Yeah. Guys, how about that?
Yes.
All right.
Now, we were gonna
might not be
that.
A South Korean captain, but I'm not going to deserve this shit.
Who's the lady? who is the lady on my show? The big,
Lunel.
Yeah.
Lunel is a classic. I know her from, back in the day, San Francisco, Oakland.
Right.
And she's a comic and an actor. And she was in,
she's in Borat.
She's in a couple of great movies. And, like, you know, it's just amazing how, like, she stepped up and did this for us. So it was really good to get her, you know?
Yeah, it was great. She was she just sat down. She was fucking toasted.
Yeah.
Because the fun part about the show is that you sit up at the bar.
Right.
And there's cameras, and you're just fucking yapping. And she was getting toasted.
Right.
And she just started getting belligerent. Yeah. Like, fuck you, motherfucker.
That's something that's funny about, like, if, you know, even though you don't think people care, they do care. It's like the bar element, as we all know, is important to comedy because that's where we all like hang up before we go on and everything. But Comedy Central didn't really get that. They didn't get like what I was going for, and I had to tell several people that like it's supposed to be like a party, like we're all hanging out, let them all talk. But there was some camera problems. There was also some production problems. But we did get good taste of like what it is like for the guys to hang out. And you know, I really do. It's like, you know, if you think it's obvious, it's never obvious to a network. You have to like over explain it, pull out puppets, and do this, because I mean, they're just too you know, it's like a network thing. They don't get it.
Me and Linnell's puppet is the same size.
You and Lunel at the bar, there were so many great clips, like just like hits. I don't know if it's going to be on the behind the scenes stuff, but there definitely is some really funny banter between you two.
Yeah, it was very. What's up?
I'm bringing that word back. Banter.
This is how like on top of it Dave was with these, because he called me up. And he's like, listen, we had some camera problems. There's like a very huge visible bald spot on your head. I'm trying to cut around it.
Yeah, see?
It wouldn't even occur to me to worry about that. And then when he said, I'm like, oh, yeah, get as little of that as you can.
Considerate.
Well, I didn't want you to think that like beautiful. I was clowning on you.
Well, because I did that sketch on Amy's show and it had a light right on top of my head where I could really just see my scalp.
Mm. Well, you know, it's funny, too, is the actual show. You shot two shows a night, I believe, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many shows total in the whole run of the series?
Eight
shows.
This week, episode three.
This is episode three. How's the show, the ratings going so far?
Ratings have been going up. I think a lot of it has to do with we're really lucky to get, like, Jeff Ross is on the first one with Jay and the guys, and then Amy.
Jay Moore was on it?
No, I'm sorry. Jay Oakerson.
Jay, yeah.
And, you know, Jermaine and Joe DeRosa, they were the first episode.
I heard they killed it.
They really did.
Not all of them.
Can we take a
two of them fucking getting off?
No, but the every week, like, the comics are backing up, but it's really like, you know, Amy and those guys, which I really cannot thank them enough for coming by, and they all love the idea of it. They really do love the idea of, like, coming down. Like, you know, Artie's going to be in one, Jim Norton. I mean, like, there's, like, some really cool people that came by.
Well, you don't see that on Comedy Central.
No, like they find this is a great show. This is out of the box. It's comics hanging out, fucking around with each other, doing some different shit. Right. I love the idea. I love the whole idea of it. And to be edgy, to finally... to be able to do what you want to do and not have to worry about it was great. You know, I wish I wasn't doing my hour because I had a 5-minute thing that I wanted to do, but I couldn't. I totally
respect that.
But everybody killed it. Louis Katz fucking annihilated.
He rocked out. Yeah, unfortunately, the cameras were down on a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah, like I keep saying it. You guys don't believe me. There was serious camera problems.
Well, now let me ask you a question. Was it camera problems on my set, or is it just, look, we can just cut this
out? No. There were camera problems on everybody's set. On my special road work, we had camera problems, and I came off of that thinking, like, the one thing I know about this is, like, it'll be professional camera work, and then there was more camera problems. I think that just has
to
do with the new show.
Who'd you get to do camera? Julian McCullen?
Well, we took a lot of at-risk youth. Brought them in, figured, give them responsibility, they'll step up.
Fuck? How do you have camera problems in 2014?
I'm telling you, you really got to be on top of every part of production.
I should have shot it with my iPhone. We would have fucking no problem.
See, now that would be the next
level.
Look
at this show right now, no camera problems.
I love it. Well, you run a tight ship here. I mean, let the Canadian kid say something, for God's sakes.
Keep reminding people I'm here.
You really do have that look of like hijacked Somali boat pirate photojournalist. You know, I love you.
Just a lot of shade.
I've done the Dark Festival with Jay. Yeah, I was on there last. Have you guys ever done it?
I did it last year for the first time, but I did it by mistake.
Oh,
yeah, because I was on the Just for Laughs tour.
Yes,
and then they called me up and said, "Hey, they want you to do another week up in Toronto." I was like, "Sure, yeah, absolutely." And so then, right at the tour, they go, "Yeah, you're done." I'm like, "What do you mean I'm done? I'm doing it." No, you're doing the other dark comedy. What the fuck is that? I had to go from a really nice hotel to a fucking okay hotel, and then I had to go from sold out theater shows to this fucking like a weed den.
Did you play the weed den?
Three people and a dog.
Dude, I went there with Jezelnik because it's like I always thought like
that's a friendly guy.
Yeah, well, the dog shit on the stage while Jezelnik was.
Well, there you go. That's a fucking metaphor. Yeah. That's what I think of this. I get it after 15 minutes.
No, I let them know they're disgusting every time I go in that fucking weed room.
I love it wound up being cool. But I don't smoke weed. I've been in recovery for 28 years.
Well, you smoked that night.
Yeah, halfway through my set, I was really coming up with some funny shit.
That's a cool set where like somebody will get up and you think like they don't like the show, but they'll come back with a delicious bowl of organic soup. Like, it's like, well, you're not digging this? They come back in and it's like, fresh baked something.
We're all going to wash our feet after the show.
And people pass out there all the time. You have to warn people before the show. Like, some will just fall asleep. Like, not fall asleep because they're bored. Wow. They'll just have no oxygen.
I thought I was passing out. Yeah.
What is the need to get so high in Canada? I don't understand it. Is there another level of polite beautifulness?
Weed is just perfect for going through boring things. So it really describes Canada to a T. So
I don't know about that. Toronto is on the cusp, I think. That is the next power city. You guys have your own film festival, correct?
Yeah, TIFF. It's a big one.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know that. Yeah.
Got quiet, didn't it?
Right. I had nothing to say about the
guys. If you ever see me look at that, I'm looking at the wherever chat room going to, because we are live. Mm. We're going to take some questions. If you guys have questions about the show for Dave, Kurt, or Mike,
I want to throw it over to the whole crew.
Questions about? I know I added everybody, except for Canadian rock. Yeah. If you have anything,
if anybody has a question about Canada,
yeah, please.
Yeah,
I forgot to introduce Kelly Festuca.
Oh, hey, mate.
I'm sorry, Kelly Festuca here, and.
Remember. Now, Kelly, you're from Australia, right?
I am, Dave.
So that we call that hot Canada.
Yeah.
Do you guys get along at all or no?
I love Canadians. They're silly, but they're fine. We have healthcare. We love each other. Yeah. It's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Rob? Yeah. Some guy's watching this while he's driving down the road. Don't do that.
Let me talk to him. Don't do it, bro. He's a man.
If you have any questions for the guys, please. I just hit a button, the wrong button, so get that back up. But here's the thing. When the thing that I loved about the show is you immediately went back upstairs and there was the next show coming in. Usually when you do these shows, it's so fucking tight and so uncomfortable and you're so frazzled that's, you know, that's, you have to have the meeting and mm. you have to go over your shit, and this lady with a fucking notepad, and you get some type of shitty swag, like a, I got a beach bag 1 year. What the right. fuck is that? You guys gave out the best swag yeah. I've yes. ever the got. Cameras.
Thank
go
you.
Cameras.
Thank you.
It's called GoPro.
Yeah.
Yeah, GoPro cameras.
They
They're
gave
great.
Away GoPro, nice. But not just the camera. They gave you every accessory.
Right. You can mount it on your mountain bike, oh, they got on your boogie board.
Your hooker's forehead. I love, oh!
They have all these like mounts for like things you would never do. Oh, on your, your solar-powered wind machine.
Oh, if you're eating a salad, you can mount it yeah. on the fork.
I strapped that right to my head and made porn immediately.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really? You got a massive piece, too. Did you do a little POV of your cock?
That you
can send me?
It was just a porn of me, so yes.
Oh, you just jerked off?
That's become more prevalent on porn sites now, a lot of self-jerking.
Yeah.
Is that hubris? Is that guys who just are proud of their method, or Scopo, what is that about?
Scopo, Google hubris.
Is it a cry for help? What is
guy jacking off videos like burlesque? It's really not for anybody.
No, I don't know who's that for.
Yeah, but why would
no
you,
audience
why
for
would you post that on a site?
Canada comes in strong.
I'm just going to snipe it. I'm just going to lay back and snipe when I Again.
Who is burlesque for?
No one. There's no audience. It's not stripping. It's not comedy. It's not.
Yeah, you know who's for?
It's how dare you?
Those
with
fucking
Mickey Rooney.
Burlesque is for those people that are like Rocky Horror Picture Show people that throw toilet paper at the screen. That's their dream.
It's just other fat girls supporting fat girls who are willing to get kind of naked on stage. That's all it is.
It's not only some of them aren't fat.
No, so me and Jay used to do one in Philly.
That Jay, you did burlesque?
We did comedy at it.
Oh, Jay used to do burlesque. That was his
He's right then. It is just fat girls.
Speaking of fat girls, the legendary WID hosted it.
Oh,
but they had so many hot girls doing like bullshit fake stripping, like they were like real strippers, but they wanted that old timey horse shit.
Right.
And you know, they're all theater people, so they're all stripping openly in front of each other. Right.
Finally.
We stared at them so hard, we ruined their little theater. They stopped like getting naked so quickly.
Yeah, because that's not artistic, what you're doing, leering at them.
Yeah,
throwing dollar bills at their fucking pussies.
It was more Jay. Jay really
Well, they were just
in.
Mad that he had mittens on and a grown man this summer. Lynn Coplitz is here.
Hey, Lynn.
We saved you the most uncomfortable chair. These are like, Bobby, I hate to tell you, dude. These are like, make a deal with Sleepies or something. These are horrible chairs.
You know why I keep them horrible? To keep you fucking focused.
This is like you get popped in the back of the head. This is a very mafia Italian
If you sit in the couch. Kelly, you just fucked up the whole camera.
Jackass.
Lynn, thanks for coming.
Kurt, the first time I ever went to Philadelphia, I played the Laugh House and I met the legendary WID. And that night, we didn't have any place to stay. We were going to stay up all night and catch a 7 o'clock in the morning bus back to Toronto. And the legendary WID was like, you can't just like stay on the street in Philadelphia all night. Come sleep on my couch.
Were you going to try to stay on the street?
Yeah, we were just going to walk around until 7 o'clock in the morning. Because that's what we used to do in New York, is we would just walk around, go to Central Park.
No, it's a tumbleweed going down the street at 2 a.m.
Well, we didn't realize that. And then the legendary WID was like, oh, you can stay on my couch. And both of us made a decision. I'd rather take my chances on the streets in Philadelphia than stay on whatever the legendary WID's couch looked like.
No, you could have slept in his prop trunk.
Yeah.
Lynn Coplitz, we were just talking about Dave's show.
It's our show, by the way. I don't
Everybody's show. Well, I
Comedy Underground.
Comedy fun. Underground, and you did it the night. You did it the night
set,
I did it.
Lynn.
Yeah, I got to say cunt like 5 times.
Yeah.
God, yes.
This is the problem with this right now. I've already said that I did okay on it, and nobody has denied.
No, you did great, man.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
I've seen all of them about 1,000 times.
Dude, I didn't like my set. No, you killed. Nobody had said that. I just literally had to beg for that. Motherfucker, I suck.
No, I was... I went into it with, like, I don't have any material. So Mike and Jesse Joyce, they were helping me out. But at the end of the day,
So you wound up with no material.
These poor guys had to work on their own acts. But at the end of the day, I realized that, like, you know, the crowd work in this situation is important so people get to see that it's really, like, happening. And none of those people were set up. All the audience camera people were super cool. They get it right away. They wanted to be a part of the show. And that was, like, really important to me that, like, you know, the audience is a part of it. So I think that is really... prevalent in every episode, that you see the audience, the comics talk to the audience, you see them looking into the camera. That's like important for me. I did it on the Roadwork special, and it really works in the Comedy Underground. So I'm pitch man of my own shit here.
You should be. It's a great it's a great show and a great idea.
We'll see.
I mean, all around, because even some of those shows visually stink. Right. I mean, it looks like somebody taped it with a fucking iPhone. Some of these shows visually stink. I was watching it upstairs, and it visually looked fucking awesome.
Right.
It looked amazing.
Listen, even aside from the content, it's edgy just because it wasn't a bunch of fucking stammering alt comics with giant glasses. Like, so I...
Batman.
What else?
It will be that season three when they run out of us.
Well, cause I, like I, you know, I never, I'd never seen Jimmy Schubert.
Become that
Jimmy
Hannibal Schubert, Burris. Yeah. Hannibal Burris going, dirty pussy cat, dirty pussy cat.
But that's like their edgiest thing. They'll be like, "Well, we got, you know,
yeah."
They like a real laid back. Well, you're in a fucking bookstore delivery.
Oh, Comedy Central?
That's like all the comedy for a while was that bullshit.
Well,
like,
because, well, first of all, I love Hannibal. It always comes around, but people get sick of, you know, whatever is popular, it fucking just falls out. Music happens in comedy. And I think that finally, our style, my style of comedy, which I love, is everybody in this room except for one person, is
Rob, that's
coming back, which is truly just somebody's individual personality on stage is what I like.
Right,
when somebody just goes up and fucking goes off as themselves.
Right.
To me,
right.
When I came up, the comics that I love were silhouetted. They were just them.
Yeah.
You know, even me, Billy, Patrice, Bob Marley, Dane Cook, we were all from the same area, but we were all really different, even though we were similar.
Yeah.
We were fucking different. And that's kind of how, when I came to New York, Norton, Attell, Voss, Robinson, it was everybody's, but then there was a certain, I don't know, I could be wrong, but everybody was kind of the same. I mean, black, white, span, you all
kind of... Well, it's a hard material versus what he was talking about, which is more of a storyteller, kind of a...
Right. Like set up punch tag.
It really is like, I said to them, I said, you know, I know you have like two other shows where they do more storyteller, more, you know, like that kind of an act. And like, I was like, I want it for like the harder act, especially the joke-driven act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I also said, like, he brought up Jimmy Schubert. These are guys that I know, like Tom Rose. You know them. I mean, they've been on the road for years.
Fucking
they've
great.
Done tons of stuff, and, like, to bring them back and, like, throw them in people's faces is what it was about.
But fuck yeah.
I would say, like, the most important thing was that, like, you say this kind of comedy is coming. I beg to differ. I'd say that this is kind of like... This is like a hiccup on the way out because we live in such politically correct times and that the audience... Even though the audience says they like it in theory, in practice, very few comedy fans that really dig you pushing it, and that's why we have to support those people.
Yeah, but Eddie Murphy did the same shit. He had a bunch, you know, when he was doing all that gay stuff, he had all the gays against him, and then Seinfeld and stuff were in, and then Dice came in, and he was the motherfucker selling out arenas, and that went out, and then, I mean,
I
think rock and roll comedy.
You're right.
I think so.
I think you're right. I think people like it. I think it might be a dirty little secret to them, but I think when they're there and they're enjoying it. I think funny is fucking
the future is going to be a snarky meme. That will be your comedy.
There's a bit one side.
Meme? Yeah, a meme, you know, with the stupid photo. Like, white girls be like, and then it's just like some movie photo. That's what these fucking millennials like now. He's being generous to say storyteller. Because their stories...
They're Kurt's fucking, my advocate.
Yeah, their stories are...
Kurt has no... He doesn't care about his career at all.
Where is it going? Their stories are like...
Where's it going?
How they had a weird... day.
Where's that going?
So, and by the way, all the stories, it never dawns on them, it's just them. It's just like, so then this guy said to me, and I was like, well, could you not say that?
But I think that's indicative of a club act. Like, that storytelling style that he's describing would not survive in the clubs.
No, you couldn't follow the middler.
No.
The local guy with the local comic and the 9 t-shirts and merch, you'd never be able to follow
Well, you
him.
Can't follow that. You can't do that in a New York club because you won't survive.
Wait a minute,
you
won't get laughs. Confused.
I disagree. I think
what are you guys saying? You were talking about the storytelling thing as a negative thing?
Well, it's not an... Look,
it's a
comedy,
style
look,
of
anything...
Comedy.
I'm not going to tell
I
somebody...
I say smile, like how you was calling it smile and nod comedy. I don't even call it...
I'm not going to say that it's not that it's bad. I'm not going to say what somebody likes
is
wrong.
Thing.
But
so
what I like...
stories.
I like what a fucking lunatic you are. When I go downstairs, I know you're on stage. And if somebody does something, you'll snap on the fucking crowd. You go, fuck you fucking loser. You don't know where you're going
to
go.
I like to think I make it funny.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
maybe if you were here on time, we would
This is
what is wrong with you?
You give her a compliment and she fucking takes it the wrong
way. It wasn't a compliment.
I mean, that was a pretty shitty
compliment.
You go,
fuck you, you fucking loser.
No, the point of it was...
There's nothing clever about it,
No, the point of it was is that you were living the moment. Like, if somebody... You don't just tell your jokes and that's it and that's all you got.
No, no, I definitely know.
Oh, so now you fucking understand, you fuck.
No, but I would say something clever.
Well, you jumped in too far.
Right now,
I was going to go into the fucking end of it.
I haven't said a fucking thing. I've been sitting here for 5 minutes.
Right now, this is going on all over the city at Penn Station. Couples. Couples in trouble.
Somebody says you have great tits, by the way.
Oh, what? Right.
Yeah.
You're on live.
That's a compliment.
No, I didn't even realize that.
Who is that good comic? Because I saw a lot of good
comics. No, my
point about that
is that
even, even with the towel.
I have a real bra on, so they're very aggressive today.
Even with the towel. My point is with you is that we live in the moment on stage. It's not just... there is a B plan. You know, we can go up and we can tell our jokes, but if somebody or somebody's face bugs us, we're going to acknowledge it. Right, and we're going to go, and it's going to be funny too. We're not, I'm not saying you just snap
the
and go fuck you, but
not want that.
We kind of go wherever the fucking room takes
us. You know what it is?
You know what I mean?
Here's the word, we're adaptable.
Yes, there you go.
We're adaptable.
I call it bully danger, guys.
No, but we are the new Jews. I think
we are adaptable to our times.
I think we're adaptable. Like, it bugs the shit out of me when I see some alty little fucker. And you know, for example, somebody actually said to me once that, or said to my friend that I was setting women back.
Hell.
It was an alt comic.
How were you setting them back?
Because I did a joke where I said that women age like bananas, da 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 da. And the end of it is that women in their 30s are ripe. And then I say to the guys, if you're dating a woman in her 30s, you feel like she's trying to trap you. That's because she's trying to trap you.
You see, can I just say one thing on this joke? Are you done with the joke?
I mean, yeah. No, but that's the part. But that's,
that bothers me so much that she would say that, because first of all, it's a really good joke. Second of all, it's a thing like perspective now is like considered hate speech.
Yeah. Right.
Like if you've lived a life and things haven't gone your way and then you have like you found some humor in that and people like don't get that because they didn't experience it. It really bothers me.
Well,
that,
I
like,
confronted her and I said to her, you know what? Because she came up and said, you were great. And I go, why'd you tell my friend I wasn't? Why'd you tell my friend I set women back?
See?
And she got flustered.
Is this a comic?
Yeah.
Cool. And can you tell us her name?
I can't tell
you. What
else? Initials.
But she wasn't, she was turning 30.
Is she famous?
You know her.
So if you said her name, we'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah, you all know her. So
Sarah from Nikki and Sarah?
She wasn't 30 yet, so I felt like it was a 30. But here's
Morgan
what happened.
Morgan Murphy said that to you?
No. Never.
What else did Marina
here's
say?
Here's what ended up happening. She said... you know it wasn't Marina.
I can't believe Chelsea fucking would do that
to
you.
She said to me... well, that's just not... I'm just a little more... she said to my friend that she was more cerebral than I was.
Yeah, but
I think I could guess this bitch. We should play a game called Guess the Bitch. Yeah. And I think
but
I could guess it.
I want to tell you what I ended up saying. What I ended up saying back to her was I said, just tell me this. And she goes, what? And we were upstairs at the olive tree. I go, I'm confident. And this is a dicky, cocky thing to say. But I go, I could get up on this table right now if we did, and we make all these fucking Indians in here shut up. And I can make, I promise you, I can make people laugh in here. I know for a fact. Right. I go, can you do that?
Oh, no, it has to be terrifying.
And she goes,
this
is what she said. She goes, I don't really care about that.
Right.
That's not what I'm about.
Right.
And I was like,
cerebral.
Then I said, well, then do me a favor and stop doing this fucking job.
But here's the thing, though. It's not these people aren't worried. They're funny in certain circumstances,
right,
in certain situations with certain audiences.
She's a great writer.
We don't have a, like, when you're on the road and you're not fucking famous or you're not selling out all 7 shows at a fucking, you have to be funny.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't come back.
Yeah, you have to
figure it out. If you walk a room every show because they don't know who you are, they're not there to see your style of comedy,
because
it's everybody. Somebody who shows up at a show on a Friday night, first show, they're just there to see a fucking show.
Right.
So you gotta be funny.
Yeah, but these people now don't build that skill because they never work clubs. So now what happens is
they don't have to.
They don't, like Lynn has. Yep. Lynn's a real comic.
What do you mean they don't have to?
They don't have to. They got other stuff going on.
Hang on, I'm asking you.
They don't have to because they have like web. It's almost like they skip over that. They skip over that and to get TV or whatever they're going to do, whatever. It's a means to an end.
Well, that's why I say, like, guys give me shit for, like, you're a middle guy. Don't sell merch. Because you should,
right.
I wanted to become the headliner. to sell merch someday, to have a DVD.
Right.
I wanted, there's a progression that you go to where it's like, okay, I'm the opener. I want to become the middler. I want to become the headliner, and then I'll make a CD and I can sell the CD at my shows to my fans. That doesn't exist anymore.
Because the hierarchy, here it is. It used to be that it's like the military. All of us have been on the front line. We've been to battle. We have gone and fucking fought. Now what's happening is these guys are coming through. They're like ROTC. Like they're getting these credits and they're captains or lieutenants or whatever the fuck you are, but they didn't really earn it in the trenches.
Well, hold on a second, Canada, are you getting any of this?
We didn't know much about
star
war
system at all. So.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm huge in Canada.
I know what you're saying, but I think that like everybody, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know.
Don't you worry about what I'm doing. I'm producing the show. I don't want these cameras to shut down like you know what. You know what I mean?
I could care less if the middle sells merch. I don't care about any of that.
Because you're a millionaire.
I don't.
No, I'm not a millionaire like that. I'm just saying like the whole idea of like going on the road and like doing shows and clubs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
99% of every comic out there right now is an unknown guy or lady trying to be funny, trying to do the time. And I know myself, when I first went on the road, I couldn't do an hour. I couldn't do it. And like every week was a trial and tribulation. And before that, working in the city was a big deal to me. All that kind of stuff. When she says that like people are jumping through that, I do think that there's for some comics, there is like kind of a fast lane to a certain type of road.
Yeah, I mean, it's been there forever.
Hold a club, I don't doubt it. I think recognition clubs don't want to book you now.
But it used to be Montreal. You go up there, you get a $500,000, and all of a sudden you're the motherfucker. But you get 10 minutes of material that you did at New Faces, but you got $1 million in the bank and you got a TV show. And then we were all like, what the fuck? These guys with 10, 20 years in the business haven't got that shit.
Right.
But it never really lasts. And now they got MTV. They'll throw people on MTV and all of a sudden they're selling 1 million tickets to fucking, you know, 16-year-olds. What is that?
God bless them if they're funny.
Look, they're not. God bless them anyways because they're not going to say no. You can't expect somebody to go, I don't deserve it.
Right.
Right.
I mean, fuck it. I'd take it. You know, they're going to have money, this business has a way of filtering itself out.
Dude,
it really does.
The thing that's so annoying about what that chick said to Lynn is fucking, so Lynn has her chops and Lynn's actually
I can't believe
funny.
Amy would say that to you, first of all.
Yeah, way out of line. So it's like this new breed of girls.
There's a microphone in front of you.
There's another podcast going on inside the podcast.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Can I just say, I love
Jay-Z's
that Lynn
Picasso.
Lynn, whatever fucking cookie she's smoking, she just whispered into a microphone to me. Like, doesn't understand the concept.
That's great.
This actually amplifies your voice.
No, she's a great
No one heard it.
We didn't hear it. We didn't know
it.
There's a new breed now. There's a new breed.
She's a good writer. She's a great writer.
Go already. Let's move on.
It's Jenna Friedman.
Of course.
This is not a witch hunt.
There's a new breed, though, where it's like you had your child. You, like, all that women aren't funny shit is like you did your job like a fucking man, so you get that status.
Wait a minute.
Lynn did.
What the fuck?
Lynn could hang at the fucking table and break your fucking balls like a dude. So now the new thing is you don't have to do that. You get to be cradled and fucking.
And I blame all of you fucks because you don't. Why? Because you jumped. You jumped me in. It was like a gang. We had Patrice. We had people that pushed on you.
Yeah.
You either cried or you survived. Berbiglia cried.
But now you get to cry. Now you get to cry. And then there's a blog about how it was hostile to
you. And then
you.
They try to get you fired for trying
then,
to do the same
and
thing.
And then here's where it all ends up. Somehow Jamie Kilstein is the best comic. That's where it ends up.
I call them all Kilsteins now.
That's a huge jump, Kurt.
You call them millennials. I just call them Kilsteins.
I used to feel bad for Mike Berbiglia. Remember, he would actually get teary-eyed when Patrice and them were there.
Would he?
I used to get fucking teary-eyed.
Yeah. I mean, I used to cry leaving that fucking
thing. You were nice to me. You told me one day, don't let them upset you because I went in the hall and cried.
Yeah,
you
I knew. Used to fucking cry.
I almost got teary-eyed during this podcast.
I don't know. I feel fat right now.
Here's the thing.
It's just a sweatshirt.
Here's the thing, though, is that the reason why this show, I really love the show, and as soon as you said it, I even know I was like, I want to be a part of it. I was excited to be a part of it. And then I saw the lineup of it, too. It's like, very rarely do I see something where I'm like, yes. I agreed with everybody who I knew was doing it.
Right.
I was, and then, like you said, to have fucking Tom Rhodes and
I had no problem. Like, the only problem was there was too many great acts. And I always said to them, I go, if somebody that you want, because it's their calls, you know, it's like, right. it's not like I'm, you know, going there Gus Van Santing it, you know, like whatever. I mean, like I said, if there's a problem, we'll just call over the cellar and we'll have five people here right now who right. have a good tight 5 minutes, yeah. whatever. And I was not worried at all because I knew that like the cellar acts could immediately jump in yeah. to like, you know, to take it out. So that was like my, you know, just backup. So I would, you know, talk like tough with them, and then I would say that, like, you know, if we don't get the person we want, we can always just bring someone in the cellar.
Who is the guy, Junior something?
Junior Stopka okay. is yeah. Doug Stanhope, who I think is probably one of the best comics. You yeah. know, he's my guy that I think of as an icon of comedy.
Doug?
Yeah. Doug Stanhope, has he been on the podcast yet?
I've never had him on. I met him. I've only met Doug a couple times. Last time I met him was doing Caroline's,
yeah.
and I bumped into him, and he was, you know, he's kind of a shy guy.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
not
yeah.
really like, hey, what's up? He was, like, but I really do like him, and I do think he's, you know, one of our greats right now.
He reminds me of I think Kurt. You and him are kind of the same. You take the hard road on a lot of material.
Of liver problems?
You take the hard road on material. Because we all know, like, the joke that the audience isn't going to like.
Yeah. Right.
And, like, his crowd is fanatical for Doug. You know, they like it. They like it rough like that. So that's cool to see.
I saw the
He does a bar show. He makes what we did look like a Denny's, like, birthday yeah. party. Because, I mean, he does the hard bar show. And Junior, who you brought up, Junior Stopka, is a great guy. I work with him in Chicago.
Right.
But he's Doug's opener.
Really?
So.
But I saw, like, people I'd never seen before. Really, I'm like, there's no way Comedy Central picked this guy. Right. This had to be,
that
like,
was my call.
Yeah, it had to be Dave. There's just no way.
But that's good when they finally fucking trust us, man. When they
no,
finally,
they're into yeah. it.
When they listen they really to us, try. We're the ones. We know. If anybody fucking knows,
it did
we know.
Right. Looking at the lineup, it did remind me of, like, bands picking bands. Yeah. Like it was people that we would watch.
The only thing right. that
you
bugged
say
me,
an artist on artist, like on MySpace or some shit.
The only thing that bugged me is they had this beautiful wall of all the comics
right.
As you're going down. Yeah. Which was awesome. All the comics on the show, but it was literally 80% DeRosa.
It really was a lot of DeRosa.
He really is photogenic.
And not one
kid.
Photo of me. I actually complained. I was like, where the fuck am I? I'm on the show. The guy came over. Well, I don't know.
Didn't work out.
He didn't send his photo. I go, I sent you 20. I took a photo shoot for this gig.
I mean, even one DeRosa is a little too much.
Seriously, a wall DeRosa. Of DeRosa? That sounds literally, like his grandma's house.
It's a lot of ranting.
It was like 80 fucking DeRosa. And they look great too. Him looking
what
great.
Was it?
Bugged
was it like an evolution chart, and he was like the fish platypus thing before you get to a full monkey?
We're 5 seconds away from a shoulder joke.
I'm going to stop it right here.
Yeah.
So now, Mike, you got your CD coming up. Lynn, when are you doing a special?
Yeah, Lynn.
Yeah.
Come on, Lynn.
This is as close as I'm getting anything special.
Come on.
Why?
No, I haven't. I don't know. I left my manager, and now I have Rick, and I'm not working on a special right now. But I'm going on tour with Jenny McCarthy.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Stopping
awesome.
Vaccinations?
Does she do shit?
No, you guys would actually really like
that's
the
great.
Show.
Are
you guys
what kind of tour is that?
It's called Dirty it's called Dirty Sexy Funny.
Is it sponsored by Wahlburger?
No.
What's
not.
Up?
I was going to tell you who it was.
Oh, what is it?
That was the producer of the Artie Lang Show.
Oh, shit. The producer of the Artie
Lang
Show.
Oh, how's Artie doing?
Yeah, let's just talk about
shout
that
out
for
to Artie, and we miss you, Otto. Yeah. Otto.
And I'm on Joan's show now, too.
I'm going to bring
speaking
that up.
Speaking of fucking...
I love that.
Are you still promoting even though we're talking about...
Second, like, hang on one second. Lynn,
I'm such a douchebag. I'm trying to overhost you.
We're actually
know,
talking about dead people.
Why isn't Joan... Why wasn't Joan on your show?
Hang on one second. Lynn.
She couldn't do it. And then I figured, I was like, she's being nice. She doesn't want to do it. And then I heard that she really was busy.
Listen.
But she's a tough one for me.
Brought up Otto and George died. Passed
Otto,
away.
Yeah.
Well, one of them.
Which
still
was
alive.
A fucking tragedy. Well, yeah. He's not alive, but Otto's dead, and he was one of the funniest guys walking the fucking planet. So I really would like, if you guys go buy his CD, go check out his stuff. If you don't
I'm
know who
sorry,
he is,
I've been Facebooking about it, Bobby.
Well, he was.
He also was very into animals, and he'd like you to make donations to, like, I'm going to donate to ASPCA, and, you know, he was really into that.
Yeah.
And George, who is Jewish, was never let out during the team. son of a Holocaust survivor. No.
And then Artie Lang.
Sad.
Of course, Artie Lang is in the hospital.
Is he still in the hospital?
He's in I think he's doing better. He's not doing the show this week. I think he's coming back at Friday or something like that. Norton's hosting tonight. I'm actually
Mike Cowhead, you know Cowhead.
Yes.
Mike Calta is hosting tomorrow. I'm going to co-host with him. And then I think Artie's coming back this week. But he, yeah, he was.
What
he
happened?
Got a little sick. He had
diabetic thing.
Diabetic shock.
Yeah.
He kind of wound up in the hospital a little bit. But you know,
which, by the way, did you see a fucking? There's like dicks on the internet. Like, yeah, really, it's probably a drug. I'm like, you think it's hard to believe that he has diabetes? Right. That would, you know, really think that's the.
Well, it's just fucked up because a lot of comics have been dying.
Oh, yeah.
In the last month, I mean,
we live as long as, like, I guess you could say African dictators or something. I mean, like, we never getting to 60 is a big deal for us.
Professional wrestlers.
Well, because a lot of guys don't really abuse their. I mean, a lot of cocaine, a lot of drugs, yeah. And then you quit.
Mm-hmm. Just eating on the road is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, John Panetta, too. Right?
Fucking the most in-shape guy ever on the show.
I can't help it if I CrossFit.
Didn't John Panetta just die?
Yeah,
John Panetta's dead.
But Mark Twain lived to a ripe old age of, what was it again, guys?
Who's the other guy that died? There's somebody else, another comic, the Brennan.
Not a Brennan.
Neil Brennan died?
No, the older Brenner.
David Brenner.
Yeah. Wow. That was weird. That was just weird.
Neil is just a living skeleton. That's why.
Robots can't die. Neil, you know I love you, baby. I'll be out there. I'll do you a podcast.
Yeah.
This is a real slam fest. That's what you should call this podcast, the slam fest.
I can't believe, though, Otto. That really fucked.
That was really sad because he did straighten up hardcore.
He straightened up. Yeah. He was doing great. He was off everything. He was living life a lot better. And mm-hmm. actually, his Letterman appearance was fucking brilliant. I don't know if you guys saw that. I don't remember.
When was
he just? He went on and was him. He trashed Dave. Like, George turned to Dave and then turned to Paul and said some fucked up shit. And, you know, he pulled off Letterman without letting down a true Otto and George fan. You know what I mean? Mm. Usually, you know, people that go on that show, they're pretty what they want.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Right? You got to do exactly what they say.
He said some crazy shit.
He did.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch. It's on YouTube, Otto and George on Letterman. It's a fucking brilliant set. Oh.
Can I promote one more thing?
Because, sure, please.
I've been talking about this AIDS? Now for like weeks and weeks and weeks. It's the Operation Purple, which is the charity I've been giving money to, and like some of my download money is going to go to it. It's for the veterans' children that go to summer camp. Right. A lot of them are deployed multiple times. Their kids just don't, you know, they really like need a place where they can go and like, aww, you know, have a good time. And then there's, you know, there's so many other issues these veterans are going through in their family. So this thing really does help. If you go to my site, davidhall.com, you'll see what it's about, and people's reaction's been amazing.
Operation Purple.
It's the military family assistance thing.
And the website is operationpurple.org.
Well, if you go to my site,
right,
you really can see it. But okay.
Yeah, all right.
But there you go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. I thought you would support me stronger there on the truth thing.
No, I was with you. I was trying to get them to the fucking.
Well, before the show, we tried to get it on your site, so it should be on your site by now.
Yeah, we're gonna put something up on the Riotcast site. So
why have I never been here before?
I don't know. I don't know. I just got the shit scared of me. Bernadette was in the room, and then Lynn wide-eyed me. Why have I never? And I was like, oh, my God, who's that?
Okay, so you asked me, like, why don't you have a special? Why can't I even get in your fucking party?
Yeah,
you're
there
on
you go.
The show.
Because she's a Latino gangbanger? Is that what it is?
Well, you're on the show right now. Why can't be right now be good enough?
And I'm on it because Dave wanted me to be on it.
No, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. I wouldn't have anybody on my show I didn't want on my show, Lynn.
It was really
Rob
asking.
You think I just put people on my show that I don't like? Are you out of your mind? You're one of my favorites. What the fuck is your problem? What are you so?
And I said no. I told Bobby no.
Yes.
Everybody else didn't want you except for Dave.
I said, come up here. Bring Lynn up.
They're foul mouthed, setting women back.
Yeah.
Banana comments.
Turncoat on your own kind.
I told everybody that you're going to bring treats.
I was going to bring treats, but I'm on a diet. So
I'm on a diet too. No, Lynn, I love you. You can come on anytime you want, except next week, the week after, the week after. Just talk to Kelly after the show. All right. So listen, here's the deal. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some ads. Everybody's going to take a piss, have a cigarette break, or whatever the fuck they got to do, suck each other off. We're here promoting a bunch of shit today.
Right.
We're promoting Canada.
Mm-hmm. I'm promoted out. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
We're going to do Mike Vecchione's got his brand new CD taped live at the Stand.
Yes.
What's the name of it again?
Muscle Confusion.
And why is the name Muscle Confusion?
Because I have, that's my best joke. That's right. It could be something deep, but that's really what it is. That's the best joke, and I just went with it.
Title confusion.
See, if this was real true morning radio, they would hammer him on that title. Like, are your muscles confused? I don't get anything.
And then we got Kurt Metzger has nothing to promote.
Yeah, White Precious. And this week, Kurt.
And I'm on
Mike
Underground on Saturday.
I'm on the Underground on Saturday.
I'll be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival this week.
I heard that festival's amazing.
I heard it's great too.
I heard it was great.
There's
I did fucking industry.
That's
I'll be at Brea Improv, bringing it hard. Valley style.
I'll be at LOL Times Square in the middle of the night all week.
Nice.
You're going to be in Brea with a bunch of 6-year-old men in True Religion jeans.
Exactly.
Some type of diamond crystal dragon shirt.
That is a, that's a fantastical town.
All right. Lynn, and Lynn, what do you got?
I'm going to be at the Cellar in the Underground all weekend. And then I'm going to be on May 2nd and 3rd. I'll be with Dirty Sexy Funny in Huntington, Long Island, and it's somewhere in Pennsylvania. And if you look,
and that's with Jenny. That's with Jenny McCarthy.
If you go to Jenny McCarthy, yeah, it's 30. It's
Huntington,
May,
Long Island, and Pennsylvania.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania, I have to look it up. But we're also going to be in Atlantic City.
Who's else is on the tour?
The following
you?
Week, May 10th.
Who else?
Me, Jenny, Paula Bell.
Is Tammy?
Tammy Pescatelli.
Love Tammy Pescatelli.
Tammy would love to do your podcast.
I would love to have her in.
You should have the girls on. We should all come in. Jenny,
ladies.
We could do an all-girl podcast. I will just unplug my mic and let you guys fucking.
No, we'll have Jenny. Well, Jenny, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
And Paula and Tiffany Haddish. You know Tiffany Haddish? She's really funny.
Oh, great. And I heard the first show was great.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I got to catch that Somewhere in Pennsylvania show. Some bunker.
No. If you go to my Twitter at FunnyLynn on Twitter, it's all on there. But you know what? When we did it in Vegas, I honestly thought I was going to die. Like, because we went out the night, and you know, we went afterwards to the Hard Rock with Donnie and Jenny, and it was.
It must have been crazy. Huh?
Until your kids were autistic.
I cried in the airport the next day. I was that hungover.
Wow.
I just sat and cried at a bar in the airport and drank another Bloody Mary.
Good times.
Are you okay now?
Bob, I don't like the attitude you're giving me.
We'll be right back. What happened to that?
We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this. So you guys watch it live. Stay tuned. All right, check this out. Right.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, what's up, Bubba?
Do you have a special lady in your life?
I do. I have my mom, my sister, my wife. I have a couple mistresses and a tranny.
But did you know that for Mother's Day, there's a special deal at... All right, that's fine.
You can make noise. Glenn, you can make noise. Just like a full-fledged. You can make noise.
Well, but Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, May 11th.
So yes.
Something sweet to that special woman who's always been sweet to you.
Yes.
If you are notorious for forgetting special occasions, make sure you remember the sweetest day of all, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 11th.
May 11th is Mother's Day. And you know what? I always forget it. And I love my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, you know, it's not just your mother. It's your sister. Mm-hmm. It's your grandmother. My wife is now a mother. Mm-hmm. So I got like 4 mothers.
That's a lot of mothers.
I got a couple motherfuckers. I can't talk to you right now, Lynn. I am fucking doing a read, you fucking maniac. She's whispering to me. I said, don't talk loud. And then she bangs a glass. I'm sorry. And then she starts talking to me in the middle of it.
I love
her. We're trying to do a read.
I
know
her.
You loved it. I know.
Her.
You guys should do a podcast together.
She's adorable.
You can have Kelly. I'm going to keep Scope up. Let's go, Kelly.
Order giant freshly
dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99, over 40% savings. Order double the berries for just $10 more. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and use my code. That's code DUDE. Correct, Kelly?
Dude.
Click the mic in the upper corner on the website and use the code word DUDE, and there you go. You're going to get 40% savings, which is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That's $19.99. And then if you double the berries for just $10 more. So for $30, you're going to get 2 orders. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And you can also get different kinds in the order, like white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Chips.
I like the swirl. Yeah. Swirl with nuts.
Nuts. You can get nuts, Bobby, on these ones.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's great. So make sure you do that on the for your all your mothers in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.
I love strawberries because you know why? The chocolate-covered strawberries, you dip them, and it's almost like eating healthy and shitty.
Yeah.
So you can be like, it's just a strawberry, but it's dipped in
and
chocolate.
And we know how to do both those things.
We do. We're both fatos. So make sure you go right now. What's the website again?
The website is berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.
That's berries.com, and to order berries.com right now, click on the microphone on the top right corner and type in the word dude. That's dude. And do it today. This deal expires Friday at midnight. So make sure you order now. All right?
Beautiful.
And if you send us berries here at the Comedy Cellar, 1717, what is the fucking address here?
117 McDougal.
Oh, let you know, too, if you Google Earth, Street Google 117 McDougal, I'm in the Street Google.
Are you?
Yeah, it's Fat Bob, too, like really Fat Bob.
Oh,
I'm at the front table, just the side profile. Yeah. But make sure you, if you guys order berries and you send them a 117 McDougal, the Comedy Cellar, care of YKW Dude, Kelly's going to show somebody a tit.
Half a second.
No, it's
no, I said half a second.
It doesn't matter.
Nah, we can go by and listen to it.
Okay,
I know what
where
I
am I going now, Kelly?
Okay, we're going to...
I don't have it. I don't have anything in here.
Yes, you did. The very next page.
All right, go to the next page. What does it say, Scopo? What does it say the very next page?
The very next page, we've got the Bokes.
Where?
The Bokes.
Where is it?
It's
not here.
Yeah, General...
It's not here.
It's right there.
Where?
It's called General Mail.
Ooh.
But then, let's face it, folks, sending online flowers
sucks.
Oh,
you know what? This is the real... I like this one, actually. Okay. Sending flowers, online flowers, does suck. Okay? You know, you go in, it's supposed to be $20, and by the time you're done, it's like $75. And what shows up isn't what you ordered. It's all mostly dead. And then you get spammed from the company because you ordered online, you had to give them their email, and it's nonstop, okay? This is why the geniuses...
At Bokes,
at
the
Bokes, thebokes.com. That's B-O-U-Q-S. I know it's a little weird name, but it's thebokes.com. Launched a whole new way to send flowers. That's the Bokes.
As in the bouquets.
Yeah, the Bokes. Bouquets, exactly. The Bokes, because they took bouquets and simplified them. I don't know how they made that. But anyways, you can send flowers straight from a sustainable farm located on an active volcano in South America. This is stupid. Seriously, this is the copy. I can't believe this. This is stupid, Kelly. This is so stupid. But it's crazy. I mean, it's really an active volcano in South America. And the volcano flowers, and they charge a flat rate of just $40 with free delivery. Okay?
Yeah.
So you get these beautiful flowers, and you save cash. It's $40 flat rate. No, they're not going to pump you up to like $80 or $100, and what you get is what you ordered. So for Mother's Day, go to thebokes.com. That's thebokes, B-O-U-Q-S.com. It's offering 20% off with the promotion code DUDE. That's DUDE, D-U-D-E. So go to thebokes.com. That's thebokes, thebokes.com. Click on the shop button at the top of the page and send that special someone a boke. Don't forget, order today with the promo code DUDE to get 20% off flowers from a friggin' volcano. It's a volcano. You believe that? They actually grow them.
Someone send me flowers so we can see what they look like.
Oh, yeah. Send her flowers and strawberries.
Yeah.
For Mother's Day, because you know she killed a couple babies somewhere along the way.
What else we got? We got Harry's.
Where is it?
It's the very next page, darling.
Scopo threw away the fucking read.
You fucking gave it to me.
I didn't. I just. To get me to the page, you fucking stomach.
Harry.
Why is it always my fault, not your fault?
Because it's mostly your fault. You're not to blame.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. I'm going to make some fucking changes around here. I'm getting rid of two people.
Rob.
Yeah, huh? No one else is around. We're friends.
We're friends. Yeah. Anyway, suggested. Here we go. Harry's is less than 1 year old. Okay, it's already disrupting the shaving industry, offering a better shaving experience at better value than the giants like Schick and Gillette. I went into the store yesterday to buy Gillette's $30 for eight razors.
What?
It's unbelievable. It's fucking unbelievable. I mean, I can get dinner for my family for $30. The company makes amazing German engineered. Anything German, you know, is good. Because that stuff from World War II, all those things are still around, right? I mean, I got a German knife. Engineered blades. They're German engineered blades, and they care so much about the quality of shave that they just purchased the 93-year-old German factory that makes them. Okay? Jeff, the co-founder, who also founded eyewear brands Warby Parker, there may be similarities in our disruptive model, which in what the fuck is this?
Amazing value, highly personal, and dedicated customer service.
Yes, Kelly. Thank That's you for saving going. The day once again, you son of a bitch. You really are. You should just get away from the show.
Huh?
You should go get a job on a morning show.
Okay.
Excellent work.
You're really
Kelly.
Good. $15 yep. gets you this set that includes a handle.
Bobby can't spell or read.
$15. It's not that. It's you read that. Read it. You read it.
I'll read it. Where
okay,
is
give it?
It
to her. Okay. Let her read it. Here you go, Lynn.
You can start from the
just go right into the microphone.
I'm reading it cold because did you read it?
I read
cold
it cold reading. Too. Yes.
To look
yes.
Over it.
Don't where, try where to back out at? Now. Just read. Just like I did. Where she handed going? Me the piece of paper. Right there where it says Jeff, our co-owner. Go. Yeah, Jeff, our co-owner.
I'm not on that. It doesn't say that.
Right there. Jeff, our co-owner. Go.
Jeff, our co-owner.
Into the microphone. Into the microphone.
Jeff, our co-founder, also co-founded eyewear brand Warby Parker. Nice. And there are many similarities in our disruptive model, which emphasizes great design, meticulous craftsmanship,
ready?
Amazing value, and highly personal and dedicated customer service. Product. $15 gets you a set that includes a handle, 3 blades, and shave cream shipped to your door. Harry's even offers a custom engraving option to engrave your initials on the razor. Wow. Should I improv the rest, Bob?
Wow, you're really good. You're great,
Bob.
First of all, he gave me the wrong page.
Oh.
There's a whole other page over here.
Yeah, there's 2 pages.
Yeah, he handed me this like this.
Oh, okay.
So I started reading like that.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right.
That's well, all right. Let's read no, some no more big about whoop. This. Here we go.
Here's the thing. Jesus. You really are. Lynn, give it to Lynn. Lynn is amazing.
Yeah, Lynn, excellent work.
I really am
excellent
a fucking read. Illiterate douchebag. I didn't think you were going to prove me wrong.
Lynn, you nailed it.
I thought all the I'm drugs you're razor. Taking, you were going to mumble some words. Some of your Prozac was going to fucking.
I'm not on Prozac.
At least the Botox.
So long time
at least the Botox is going to fuck up a lip.
Whoa. It's Adderall.
Give her the other page. Go ahead, okay. Lynn.
From Key Customer Benefits.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, where
down
is
here.
It? Oh, okay. Key Consumer Benefits.
Oh, yeah. I've got hideous dyslexia.
You're a fucking idiot, though.
Focus on providing guys a great shaving experience for a fraction of the price of our competitors.
Yeah.
Half the price of other razor blades, that is. Clean product design. Less, but better. High-quality blades engineered in our own factory in Germany for sharpness and strength. Blades that are half the price of competitors. Gillette. convenience and ease of ordering online. Yeah. Endorsers personal experience with Harry's.
No, that's just that. You're not
oh,
supposed
I'm not
to
supposed
read
to
that.
Tell
that's
you
a
that.
Dot.
I didn't
yeah.
know that. Sorry.
No, but I actually have these, and they're amazing blades. They're really good blades. And
they ship them right to your door.
They ship them right to your door. You don't have to go out to CVS and ask some lady to unlock the vault to give you your fucking blades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always feel like I feel like a criminal every time I try to get razors because
yeah.
the thing and the buzzer, and I got to ask some lady that behind the friggin' desk or whatever.
I like that they're made in a factory in Germany.
Yeah, anything in Germany. I have this
it's like not some
nose hair trimmer.
Chinese blade.
I have this nose hair trimmer that's made in Germany. It's this little thing you spin in your nose. It's really good. Mike,
do you
should
it?
Invest.
Yeah.
I use it all the time, yeah. I use it on my ears, too. Apparently,
it's a less than a year old company, Harry's?
Yeah, it's brand new. Harry's is brand new. So go
and
to Harry's.
Did you know they're disrupting the shaving industry?
They really are. Well, this is what I love about it is that there's only, what, Schick and Gillette, that's it. And now all these other companies are coming on going, fuck it. We'll make a better blade, and we'll make it for cheaper, and we'll send it right to your door so you don't have to go out. I love it. And if you go over to Harry's.com right now, that's Harry's.com, and use the promo code Kelly, you save $5 off your first purchase. Go to Harry's.com. Use the promo code Kelly to save $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com. Use the promo code Kelly. to save $5 off your first purchase.
They're not
purchase.
That very expensive in the first place, are
no,
they?
No, they're not. Not as expensive as Gillette, as you or as you said it, Gillette.
Because they don't pay someone $15 million to wear to advertise it.
No, that's not
You guys have
anyways.
Some good stuff on your show. Seriously, like I like the volcano flowers. I think I'm going to buy those.
Well, those are great. We'll use our code, dude, and you get money off.
Yeah, but they're already cheap. They're $40.
Yeah. See, I think Lynn is going to be my new Kelly.
Oh, yeah?
But
No.
So anyways.
Listen, but you know what? Here's the thing is I'm wondering if it's cheap because it's probably like they're using some little Mexican child to go get the flowers.
Can you not do that to my fucking show advertisers?
Yeah, right. Bobby,
here,
take
the shit back from her.
I wanted Kelly to get the job back.
You.
Are we back?
Believe me, she has.
I don't know who will kill each other first.
Fucking Lynn.
Gillette's probably using Mexican kids,
too. She did the best thing ever, and then she just lost all my sponsors. Anyways.
No, I'm kidding. I'm buying volcano flowers today.
All right, we're back, everybody. Let's go back. We're back.
Can we take a group shot before?
We'll do it after.
Do that now. What?
All right, ready? Let's go. You want to take a group shot? All right, we'll be back.
No,
fuck it. It's already done. We'll be back in 2 seconds.
You are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
All right, we're back. Lynn Coplitz, yes, we were. She was just asking me if we were at the Montreal Comedy Festival last year with You Know What, Dude. Yes, you were. I mean, yes, I was.
Yes,
and yes, you
I was
were not.
On the
yeah,
show.
You were. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
But it was like a big hot podcast. Everyone was like, "I'm going to Bobby's thing," and then on the break, you're like, oh, "You know, I love you, but I don't always know that."
What do you want? Mm. What do you want, Lynn? What do you want from me? What are you trying to tell? Let's get through all the shit and just tell me what are you trying to say? How would you say it to me the way your therapist would want you to say it to me?
I just want you and Don to give me the baby. You can have another one.
You know what? If my baby wasn't so cute, if it had some fucked up thing,
so
I'd probably think about
that
it.
That hit
a
hair.
If it had like a fucked up eye or a weird tooth,
Does he still have the onesie I gave him, or did you lose it?
Well, he grows, and he didn't lose it. He grew out of it. That's what happens. What are you so fucking attacking me for?
You said you
what
lost
What the fuck
it.
Is wrong with you?
How could
he
you
grew out of it, you fucking psycho.
How could you attack someone who looks that much like a baby?
Thank you.
I didn't
want to cut
you.
Me.
Thank
you.
You told
Kurt.
Me you lost it. You left it at the cellar in a bag.
But then I told you I found it.
Oh, I
told you I
that.
Found it. Yeah, you forgot that. Well, you can fucking... He wore it for a week and then he grew out of it.
I'm not attacking you. I just asked you that and now you screamed, you fucking psycho.
Now I'm attacking you because that's what happens when you attack people. Me and you should just fuck.
Get a room.
Yeah,
I've never seen such sexual tension.
You know, can I just say something, though? I've always thought we were going to fuck at some point.
Really?
Even, I just thought me and you would hook up at some point just for shits and giggles. Like on the road. Like, you're going to... Like, remember we used to do colleges together once in a while?
With Hot Bobby you did colleges?
Yeah, Hot Bobby.
What kind of
colleges?
Bobby
knows that
do?
I always thought... I always liked Bobby's muscles. But I always liked his muscles. I still, he likes nice muscles, but
muscle confusion.
Muscle confusion. Out today.
Out today.
But Bobby,
out today, right
we
now,
would
go
never,
buy it.
But you were always, you always had Don.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we still could have done something.
I would never have done anything. You're dead
come
to
on,
me.
Lynn. I want to know what colleges you two were booked on. Like, what kind of, was this Boston College?
You want to know that we were at a college? Was it in Boston? Was it in Massachusetts?
I don't know where it was.
Wherever it was, or upstate. I'm sitting in the room waiting for Bob to get there. And all I hear is, and like, down the hall, I hear like a tuna wrap. Or maybe turkey. I'll need it right when I come off stage. I was like, oh my God, he's killing me. And then you put your dumb stickers on all my stuff. And then they made us do like a battle, like to see who was funnier. And I just didn't even do material. I just talked and was stupid. And Bob won. Bob was funny. Hilarious.
So you're saying you did black colleges together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you get an e-cigarette that's a little longer? You're like fucking playing the flute.
I like it. I like it to be as vibrator like as possible.
You're trying to fucking lure children back to your apartment?
It's like you're smoking opium.
You bring
in
us
China.
All on for tough love.
It's creeping me out.
All right, we're all here together today because we've all have one thing in common. We're on Dave's new comedy
The Underground Show.
Central Comedy Central Show, The Underground Show.
1 a.m. on Saturday.
It's 1 a.m. and the reason why it's uncensored, it's the way comedy should be. If you walked into any comedy club in New York City, this is what you'd get. You'd get fucking the funniest people walking the planet doing what they do without somebody telling them, I don't do this, I don't say that. It's a good show. It's okay. It's just okay.
It's good. I'm very thankful for you guys doing it. I can't thank you guys enough for coming.
Yeah, and Mike Vecchione did it. Yes. When is your episode coming up, Mike?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Me, Kurt, and
oh,
Nikki
you're
Glaser.
This Saturday?
Yes.
This is a great episode. It's Mike Vecchione, Kurt Metzger, and Nikki Glaser, guys. Right. With special guest, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Right.
Oh, I love Triumph.
Triumph.
Or as we say, Otto and George. But anyways.
Kurt, you asked me about Otto's stories, and I said this on O&A. I said, Otto did my Dave's Old Porn Show, and we have all that tape, but I don't have access to the show because they canceled it right now. So hopefully down the road, like if I get rights back to that show, I would love to show that because he was really, really funny. Yeah. And, I really wanted, George to go crazy on the clips, you know?
Yeah.
Because George, let's face it, was the porn lover. Yeah. Otto is more of a cinematic
He was.
Guy.
He really was a film buff.
He really loved film,
He explained film like I've never heard anybody explain film. It was amazing.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, he knew so much about movies. And it's funny, too. I listened to the thing with Jay Moore and Colin Quinn. They were kind of deconstructing Otto and George.
Oh, really?
It was just amazing. They talked about the, that Otto would, look at somebody in the crowd, like a woman or an Asian lady, and kind of tag her as George was talking. Like, he'd look over and see her. And then, a couple minutes later, George would comment on, look at you. It's like, he had to literally be two people at once on stage.
Like a split personality, yeah.
It was crazy. It was actually genius in a weird way. But, I guess he went to sleep on Sunday and didn't wake up. And it's sad,
sad
loss. Yeah, sad
so
loss.
So sad.
Anyways, back to not sad shit. Kurt, when is your episode airing?
This week.
This week.
You're on this week? You're on Saturday, too? So you both?
Right.
And then, Lynn, did yours air? Or you?
No, Lynn's down the road.
Now we have the actual...
I have it actually right now.
What do you got?
So, 420, it's...
Saturday night at 1 o'clock, Comedy Central.
It's Kurt Metzger, Nikki, and Mike.
That's a strong show.
And
that's
a fucking strong show. Special guest is Tribe the Insult Comic Dog.
Right.
Week after that, you have Russ Meneve, April Macy, and Ralphie May.
Great show.
And a special guest on that is Artie Lang. The following week, that's May 10th, you have Lynn Coplitz, Lil Rel, and Judah Freelander.
Nice.
That was the first episode we shot.
Yeah.
And these guys did a great job. Lynn, who I don't know if you know this, but I never saw any of that material. It was amazing. It was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never seen, of all the times in Seller, I never saw any of that stuff.
Not that he's never watched you, is what he's saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I do watch you, because I go, hey, that was a great joke and all that kind of stuff.
You don't think it could have been more cerebral, maybe?
You don't think it set women back a little bit?
Do you think my rape joke set women back, my rape joke?
It was, your whole set was like, exactly what we were looking for. You, I think, you guys, you rose to the occasion that it was uncensored.
Thank you.
And,
did you read my episode?
No, Bobby's 517. It's May 17th. You got Louis Katz, Bobby, and Lunell.
Yes.
And your special guests are Farrah Abraham and Jim Norton.
We don't give it all away.
So on and so forth. But it's 1 o'clock on Comedy Central.
Then we go on hiatus. Yeah, no, it's been great, and the people who've been watching, who've been, commenting on it, they seem to get it, too. So I think everybody is, digging the show, and let's just keep it rolling. And
it was so much fun to do, Dave.
Does Comedy Central come to you and tell you that they're happy? I mean, what are they saying?
I think at that hour, there's very, the competition, I like to think it's on Sunday morning, personally.
Right.
I like to think that we're up against, Good Morning America or something. I don't know what we're up against. But no, I think
that. Goliath.
As long as people are watching and downloading and all that kind of stuff, I think they are happy because they know it's really difficult to start a series like at that hour, and it's a weekend and all that kind of stuff. And let's face it, who watches TV anymore? When it's on, it's always they have a new app and all that kind of stuff. So I guess what it is. But yes, they are happy. They're very happy with the show.
And are you going to do a season two if they want you to?
I don't know. I have no idea what they want to do.
Would you do it?
I don't know. I really don't know what they want, and I will say this about myself. I don't want to spend another year of my life editing. I mean, you know, it's like it's good and it's bad, but I think a lot of these guys, like, we all know that, like, the obsessiveness on these projects really is a time suck. Like, you got a family now. It's like, I can imagine, like, how hard it is to fit all this stuff in there.
Yeah.
I mean, running a network and doing this and then doing the road. Like, I asked you, you've been trying to set this up for a long time now. You know, I feel bad.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we did, though.
Yeah,
no,
it's
glad
excellent.
We did,
it's because, excellent. I'm very proud of you, man.
Yeah.
Dave's been working so hard. I was on the road last week, and he called me and wanted to know if the address I gave for the rape, my rape joke, was a real address. I'm like, Dave, oh my God, you're working so hard at this. I'm like,
yeah, no, I'm trying to protect everybody.
I'm like, and this, I'm like, now he's standards and practices. And Dave's also going through the law. All the
you'll always get a call from Dave, though, because there's one thing that you give a shit.
He cares. Like, yeah. He cares so
you're
much.
You're a nice guy in the business. You don't have to be that nice, but he's almost uncomfortably nice.
No, no. What I'm trying to do is to let you guys know that it's your show. It's not my show. It's your show. Like when Rodney Dangerfield did these young comedian specials, I'm not putting myself even near him. I'm just saying that, like, that's what it's about, which is like, let the comics run the show, let them rock the show, and you just keep it going.
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff we need to see more of, I think. And I think that the audiences appreciate that. They really do, because, you know, from just the comments that we're getting about, like, you know, oh, this guy, I love that guy's joke, and this guy rocked, and it was great to see, like, Brad Williams was on. You know, the majority of the people didn't know he was that kind of comic. He's a great comic. He's a strong act. And, you know, it was just great for people to, like, be, like, I guess, introduced to these people. So I get off on that, you know.
Not to blow smoke up your butt, but it's also, I think, people love the endorsement of you. Like, the fact that you like, these are these comics that I found, that I put together, and now I'm going to let them, you know, I'm letting it be their show. But
it's their show.
Wait, they got one. When's Insomniac coming back?
There's those people.
Number
too.
One. Is that shows come back after 10 years? Not.
You know, but it's really funny. Like when you
I can sleep now is what Dave says.
Editing myself is probably a form of torture, and I think every guy, like Mike and I, were talking about his CD, and I'm sure with your special, right? With the
I didn't
White
do
Precious.
It via email. To LA.
Like, it really is like a form of torture having to watch yourself over and over and over. Yeah. But then, like, when you look at other people's comedy, you're like, hey, you know, this is kind of fun seeing their jokes, you know, and, like, you know, weighing in on it and all that kind of shit.
I just did that with Panette this last week. I watched pretty much whatever you could get to him on fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
And I forgot how fucking he just uniquely funny Panette was.
He was the club act. Like, if you said, like, we're going to have, like, the best club act in America competition, he would win, because he sold out every time.
Yeah.
And I would always be there the week before or the week after, and they'd be like, oh, dude, we don't even have any chicken fingers. Panette was just here. His crowd, like a swarm of locusts, came through the kitchen.
You know,
it's never like my crowd was all booze. His crowd was all food. But they loved him. Everybody loved him. He was a sweet guy. He really was.
I just did a show at the Wilbur Friday, and the amazing Jonathan was on before me. And he's sick.
Is he?
Really? Is he?
He announced he's doing his last tour.
Really?
Yeah, there's something up. I was sad because, you know, I've always liked Amazing Jonathan.
I thought he was in
Vegas. That was my favorite, man. When I first started watching comedy as a kid, I could not wait to see Amazing Jonathan.
Yeah, he was just fucking so the crazy sad. Ass magician. And now he's sick. He's announcing.
All the NACAs.
Him and who's that? Spanky or Sparky?
Spanky,
remember Spanky?
He's sick too.
He's gone. No, I'm kidding. He's not sick. He's fine. He's fine.
Because he had Bell's palsy or something.
Did he? Yeah. I was kidding.
What is wrong with you? That is horrible.
I loved her on Grey's Anatomy. Bell's palsy.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh my God, that's gonna be my stripper name.
Amazing Jonathan announced, like, at his show, this is my last tour.
Did he say what was wrong with him?
Well, did he throw smoke down and disappear?
and then put a pencil in his ear and out his nostril.
That's really sad, because you're right. He is definitely like a generational magician.
Yeah,
he was like one of those the cocky, like, he was, I think he started out as like a street magician too.
Yeah,
like,
you know. Yeah, he was
do you remember
was the first comic magician that I saw, that was they would have these comedy shows back in the 90s, and he would be on them doing, you know what I mean?
Like, but do you remember what he had? This one, the crowd didn't laugh at it. It was on like an improv or something, but it was like he'd have had to be a fake volunteer, and he put a sheet over her head and have her guess the object. And she didn't guess we got met. It was a pair of scissors, and just stabbed it in the top of her head.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Oh God, it's a pair of scissors.
That's my look. He was fucking out of his mind.
I don't know. I think he's going to hold the line. I think he'll be all right.
I hope so.
I really thought he was a Vegas act for a long time. I didn't
he
know.
Is. He has a, he, I think he lives in Vegas. He has a, he had a, what's that?
He's, where's the Wilbur Theater?
It's in Boston.
Boston. That's a great theater.
Oh, I'm playing there with Jenny and them too.
That
point.
Is a cool theater.
Are you
it's
on tour?
A, here's the thing though with that theater. What they did, it's, I just go, fuck it. They're going to be drunk.
Yeah,
I, like when they first opened, they had no liquor license,
yeah, right.
So people would come and it was like a regular theater show. What yeah. they did is he bought this beautiful theater, ripped out all the seats on the floor, and made replaced it with the actual comedy, the old comedy club floor plan. Yeah. So it's basically a comedy club on the first floor, and then a mezzanine and a balcony. Mm. Okay, so it's a great place to play as far as doing a theater because it's kind of like a comedy club. But now they got the liquor license, so the, by the time you get there, especially in Beantown.
It's
they're
like
fucking
dumb.
It is. I mean, they kicked an old lady out the first Scopo.
Yeah.
This lady was screaming everybody. Lewis goes up. He's like, "Guys, come on, let me hear you." She's like, "Say something funny." Like screaming.
Wow. Valid question to Lewis.
Lewis's wife is right here.
That's great.
She laughed the hard.
So anyways, I go out there, she's still fucking yammering. And she won't shut the fuck up. People around her are going up and complaining. Finally, the security guy, typical Boston guy, you know, gray handlebar mustache. He goes, "You got to go." He's got nine guys. She goes, "Why? Why do I have to leave?" He goes, "Because you haven't shut the fuck up since you sat down." That's what he said to her.
I love guys from Boston.
I fucking, that's a security guy. I'm like, what did you get? Isn't there an HR course?
You got to go.
Right? Then she stands up. I got it on video on my Facebook. She stands up and starts accusing the guy of rape.
He's that's like, awesome.
Oh my God.
Well, she's like, he said he's going to rape me. You. And he goes, "You faggot." She calls him a faggot.
Nothing I don't like about this story.
She's like 60, 65.
Yeah. Right.
And this is on your show?
This is while in the middle of my show.
Wow.
And it's like, what? I can't.
Well, ma'am, if he's a faggot, why would he rape you? Yeah.
That must have been awkward at the that must have been awkward at the merch table. See, that the problem with that theater is it's a good theater, but like in Boston, you always miss that comedy connection, that kind of cool club.
Oh, the comedy connection.
That fucking
the best.
That club was like one of the best, like
ever.
That best places to learn how to headline. That's where I met Patrice.
You're right.
That's like, you know, every comic who went up there, like from New York especially, we had to really earn our bones. Like learn
Comedy
learn
Connection,
how to play to a
Hall.
Boston crowd.
Comedy Connection, Faneuil Hall was this intimate 400-seater, if you can imagine that.
Wow. It was,
kind of long and thin instead of, you know, really deep like these clubs. It was just this amazing. It was like 400 people, but it seemed like 200 people.
Yeah.
And there was low ceilings in this, right in the middle of Faneuil Hall, which, you know, you could sell out even if you weren't really that, because people just go
they
to that
love
place.
Comedy, yeah.
So it was just, you always made bonus, you always made a lot of money. You know, you had four, Friday two, Saturday two, and it was just these amazing fucking rocking shows. And they and it's gone, but he said he, you know, he couldn't make money anymore.
Who was the big act, Bill's big act? Anthony.
Anthony Clark.
Anthony Clark.
Was a fucking
could
monster.
Could sell out a month of those shows. Like, he would go like, you know, I need
he
a
was
favor,
the Dane Cook.
Come in.
The first, he was what Dane, before Dane
yes.
was,
yes.
Anthony Clark was him.
What about, is that Dennis Wolfberg? Was he up there?
No. The guy with the guy with the eye that passed away?
Yeah. That was the guy Patrice always said he used to.
Yeah, he did the show a lot. Yeah, Patrice, that was what Patrice was door guy.
Years before us.
Oh, really? Wow.
Patrice was a door guy at the Comedy club. Connection.
He said Dennis Wolfberg was a guy that really kind of inspired his, like, getting on stage because the guy was so, like, 110% on performing.
I remember I used to go there and Patrice was the door guy. I was like, what the, like, I knew him as a door guy first, and then we did a show together. I'm like, I thought you were the fucking door guy. You know, he's like, I am, motherfucker.
He came up to me and told me, he goes, I want to start doing comedy. Yeah. And then I went through my, like, I'm nervous.
You're talking to Mike Dick.
I'm sorry. I was, because he was so imposing.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to do comedy? Oh, that's cool. And then, like, I didn't know if he was a comic yet or anything like that. So, you know, I was like, why don't you do a spot? And he was like, no, I can't. I'm a doorman here.
Yeah.
So, but I was doorman at the Improv in New York City, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was a different scene because up there, that was like a battle show up there.
Where? At the Improv?
In Boston? No, at the Connection. Like, that was like, you walk out on the street, you're like in the middle of some kind of like like the movie The Purge. Like people, like there's something about Boston and Friday night. You gotta get out there and just drink. Like, I don't know what you do during the week. Everybody can't work in a fish market. That they're that fucking exhausted with society.
Everybody's
got to get out there.
Everybody's got to put on an animal mask and stalk into the.
I mean, it's some kind of weird drinking thing up there.
I gave up. I knew last year when I was there, I would kick somebody out again. This time I'm like, fuck it. I know they're going to be shit faced.
Yeah.
But they just, when you're in a club, they don't get that shit faced. Like Kowloon's, even at the Kowloon.
I remember that.
We went there for dinner. It was never that crazy. But okay. This place, 10 o'clock show after a Bruins game, people were screaming. I had one guy yell out Pellegrino. What the fuck is that? What do I do with that?
Who is this Downtown Abbey fancy pants Pellegrino?
The guy from the hotel I got tickets to screamed. You know, he yelled out, "Sully!" I go, "Is that you?" Yeah, it's like, really? They're fucking trash.
But you're the last of that group of Boston guys. You guys are the last ones.
I don't know. Am I? Are we?
I think you are. I mean,
Joe List is a Boston guy. List, he's on fire.
Yeah, but
fire.
I would never have pegged him as a Boston guy. But
I consider him like a Gavin or like, you know, those type of guys. Those really fast.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? Joe's on fire right now. Yeah, too. Yeah. He's killing it. He'll get one.
He's gonna break soon.
He's gonna break, and everybody's gonna be all over him, and then he's gonna really plateau the fuck out and just be.
You moved here about 10 years ago, right?
Well, what happened, he actually came here, kind of blew up as Nick's opener. I heard about him all the time. I used him in Boston, but he was drinking back then. He was on the sauce a lot, which kind of fucked him a little bit. Then he quit. He's got his shit together. And now, ever since then, he's just been killing it.
He's really so good. In like a year, he got like really
really
good.
Funny. Yeah.
See, but those are the guys that nobody knows about. And that's what I think is good about like this kind of show, is that like eventually, if it did go, those would be the guys.
But eventually, too, because you're doing such a short amount of time, you can have people back on.
Yeah,
which is
that
great.
Would be very cool.
Hint, hint.
Recurring.
I could do a fucking better show. Maybe I'm not fucking 12th episode in.
Well, maybe I don't have to scrape what's left I didn't use in my hour.
Whoa, easy.
Just went negative.
It's the Comedy Underground, not the Crybaby Wah-Wah show.
We got to go, dude.
Yeah,
all right,
go.
You guys.
Thanks so much, Bobby, for having me.
Dave Attell, make sure you go to his website. And tell me one more time the foundation on your website where people can go to and donate. For the soldiers?
DaveAttell.com, and it's Operation Purple, which is a summer camp for the children of veterans. They've been deployed multiple times. Some of these children have lost parents in the different things. So it's really, really good cause. Your fans are on top of it. They know that this is cool.
Right.
I'm going to give money. It's all about that. And Comedy Underground, once again, all the people in the room, dude, you're included.
Comedy Underground, Saturday nights, 1 o'clock.
It.
Make sure you check
it's
it
comic
out.
Comic show.
Make sure you watch it live, too. Don't TiVo that shit. Don't record it. Just sit down Saturday night, 1 o'clock after you're fucking drinking. Get some wings.
I like to do both. I like to watch it. I like to record it and watch it.
Kurt, what do you got, by the way?
White Precious coming out in June, hopefully. This Comedy Underground. Amy's show is still on right now.
Amy's show is on. What night's that on, please? I want to plug
that.
It's
on Tuesday nights at, I want to say 10.
All right, 10:30.
Tuesday, and then, Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer. Yeah.
So funny.
Comedy Central's fucking killing it right now with shows. Yeah. Really, I love it. I love it. So make sure you check them out and support both of these shows. And check out Kurt's, we got a website, right?
Just my Facebook.
Facebook.
Which is the best, by the way.
Yeah, don't look at it.
Guys, thanks a lot.
I'm taking off.
All right, where you going to?
Yeah, I'm taking off too.
All right, where the fuck are you? You have nothing
baby,
to do.
iTunes.
Where are you going?
I'm heading to have a racial war.
Race war.
You're leaving my podcast to do another podcast?
Well, they need me racially. They've only got three whites.
Go ahead, buddy. All right, what do you got? Plug your brand
Comedy Underground this weekend. Saturday, and Muscle Confusion, the CD is out. Available on iTunes.
Go to iTunes right the fuck now if you're listening live. Spread the word. Share it. Don't just do it yourself. Make sure you share this. Retweet it. Tell your friends. Don't just you go do it. That's supporting. That's great. But tell everybody else you fucking know to support it, okay? Go buy Mike's CD right now. It's hilarious. He's one of the funniest young guys coming up right now. Mike Vecchione. One more time. What is it?
It's Muscle Confusion, available on iTunes. My Twitter's at Comic Mike Fee. Thank you, Bobby, for having me on.
I'll see you later, buddy. You got it.
I'm watching.
23% more important.
All right, here we go. All right, we're still doing a show, so let's keep your headphones on, Coplets.
I have to stay.
No, you can leave too. You want to leave?
No, I want to stay.
All right, then.
Can I sit on the couch?
Yeah, go ahead. You can sit over there. Thank you, buddy. You got it, brother. Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you guys later. Bernadette, why don't you sit down? We want to talk to you, too.
Beatrice.
I mean, Beatrice. Shit, sorry. Where's that girl that was with... Anyways.
She's leaving with her.
Where's... All right, let's go. Kelly, sit down.
Kurt's gone already.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. So anyways, now we're down to Rob from Canada.
Man, I feel so much better now.
And why?
Because now I feel like I matter even a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, it's all right.
Is that how you... You're still on levels, huh? Who's important, who's not?
I mean, you know.
You really do. I'll tell you,
you
why
make
this...
me feel small.
I know this because when he... If he's around me, he treats me really nice. And then if somebody more important, he'll start trashing me to that person.
I'll trash you,
know you
in front of...
He's one of those guys.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it absolutely is fucking true.
He's trying to get on a Tell's new show. That's what
I
he's trying to do.
I didn't trash you in your hotel room. I'd absolutely trash you that night.
No, it's not that. It's, I'm telling you, that's it. You're that type of guy.
I'm not that type
you
of guy.
You are that type
I'm
of
not.
Guy. I'll prove it to you. Next time you do it, I'll call you on it.
I'll still trash you
How
right now.
How long do you guys do this?
I don't know. Why? Do you need to leave? Is your medication kicking in? What's happening? Why do you look different?
She regrets asking to stay now.
So you can go. Take off.
No, I don't want
to
go.
Can then I ask stop you? Asking stupid questions. Talking to the microphone, baby.
No, I have to take care of my dog. I didn't have anyone to watch my dog. So.
Oh, God. Your boobs are...
Yes. Hi,
Kurt.
Hey,
Kurt, I'll see you later, buddy.
You like the freckles on my... Isn't that you?
Yeah. I love the freckles on your titties. And I love how big your areolas are.
You don't know how big my areolas
oh,
are.
Oh, I do.
You've never seen my areolas.
I have fucking a wall that I drew like a million photos of your areolas.
You don't even know. What if they're really weirdly tiny?
They're that big?
What if they're weirdly
they're square.
Tiny?
No, they're not. They're this big. Look, they're this big and around the edge is you can definitely see the edge and your nipple is that big.
You do not know that, Bob.
Yeah, I do. I've sucked them like
you
that.
Have not.
In the
gross,
shower.
Dad.
I pantomime sucking in your ear. That's the sound they make.
And you would do that with your hands like a little baby kitten?
Ugh. Kittens do that?
Yeah, they milk.
I would milk your titties.
I wanted to ask this.
What the fuck? What's that, buddy?
What does Jenny McCarthy do on this tour? Like, does she do comedy?
Yeah, she hosts a show and she does. she does these videos that are fucking hilarious, and they're in between each act. That okay. comes these sketches that she and Donnie wrote.
Yeah, because
she wrote most of them actually. Donnie's in some of them though.
Okay.
All right, well, we...
But they're hilarious.
Hilarious.
Because she's on The View now, right?
Yes.
This is Luis Gomez's better half.
Much, much better. Like,
way
better.
Luis Gomez
first
got
of all,
married?
Before you go on her, do you mind being on camera at all?
On camera? No.
You shouldn't
you sure?
be.
Yeah.
You're because I wouldn't... My wife is... She's totally separate from everything. She doesn't want to be on any near anything, Facebook or Twitter.
Oh
like,
my God!
If
you, but yeah, but you're not Luis Gomez. Like if you were Luis and this was your wife, you'd want her everywhere.
I don't know what that means.
It means you're a good looking, funny, great guy, and your wife is beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah, right?
Luis is a dope and Isn't landed this beautiful, gorgeous model.
Like it really is fucking crazy. Mm. How like you could be?
She's.
I have issues.
You could be in like this fucking like I could see you with George Clooney or you know what I mean?
Like and seriously, Lynn, like you are like a model. And Lewis used to buy new T-shirts because he didn't want to watch.
Lynn,
the
let
movie.
Me rock your world. Yeah, you she's should. A mom. She's like she's got like a 1 year old. Yeah. She looks amazing.
With Lewis.
With Lewis. Yeah.
So she's stuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I threw up in my mouth and that was rude.
Oh, I love Lynn. Come back. Please stay here. Ever.
I had a drive down with Lewis and Beatrice for 4 hours and it was a trip, put it that way.
Why?
Lewis is just fucking dumb.
You can tell that you're in charge by the way Lewis talks to her on the phone so quietly. Like when there's other people in the room and Lewis has to call you, he just goes, "Hey, Beatrice, what's going on?" You know that he's just trying not to get yelled at in some fashion.
Well, but this
not
is the thing.
Get
every
yelled
t-
at. He's just trying not to fuck anything up. I mean, Lewis every day should be saying, "Thank you, God. I don't know what I did, but thank you."
Yeah,
so
you
much.
Should have a garden. Like you should have a big garden, a front, like a porch that you sit on with the kid. Like, I mean, and he's got you where buildings are collapsing, literally where New York is falling down.
By the way, I wish Lewis was here because when the building collapsed, the Globe and Mail, like the big national newspaper in Canada, used Lewis as
they
the
did.
Quote.
Well, they.
That's
Wait,
his biggest
you
credit.
For real in the collapse. In the
well, it was like a block away from where we live.
I had to text him because when I heard the address, I was like, "Are you guys okay?" And he just wrote back, "We died." I'm like,
"Luis Gomez, just holy shit! I picked a bad time to tune in." Real ass dude, the rattlesnake. Hashtag the rattlesnake. Your fucking husband. Let me tell you something. I literally had to say to myself, Lewis will piss me off. That's it.
Yeah.
Lewis is going to make me mad.
Yeah.
And there's no way around it.
You're married to him?
We're not married.
Yeah.
I had a baby. That's a Puerto Rican wedding.
No, but I was going to say, because I can't imagine he got a ring.
Tell him.
Oh, he got a ring. He stole it, but he had to fucking sell it to fucking keep his podcast going.
Tell him what you did about the girl you took. Don't mention anything, Lewis, on the show.
Oh, so the girl, this is how Lewis is. He's hosting the show. First of all, it's crazy and rowdy. People are screaming. He's like, I love it. I'm like, I don't. I really don't. I don't like working a live rock show, you fuck. Anyways, he comes. The ladies. Scopo's up. The ladies fucking getting yelled at and screamed at. I go, Lewis. He goes, what do you want me to do? I go, don't say anything. Just go and do a couple minutes. Just do jokes. Let them do their thing. Don't say anything to her, because if she quiets down, let her. And he goes, okay, you don't want me to say anything. I go, don't say anything. He walks up. So what's going on right here? I literally said to the lady who runs it, I go, did I say, like, maybe I didn't say, did I say not say anything? She goes, you did. And I'm like, this, I go,
he was nervous.
You have to use reverse psychology.
Yeah, but he was nervous.
Just like on a child.
Like, what do you have to do? Like, say, I should have told him to say something?
Yeah.
Dude, I want you to go up and say something.
Do you have a really good life insurance policy on him?
Please don't do that, because I love her, and I don't want to see her go to jail. I don't want to see her, because she'll fucking, I don't know what's going on in the head of Beatrice, but look, this is what I know. When I see Beatrice,
look,
I always see.
Beatrice doesn't have anything bad in her head. She is nice, but I can tell you.
She has something bad,
eyes.
Because when she shows up, she'll come in, like me and my wife will be there, we're in the pool, and she comes in with Lewis, and she's smiling like, oh my God, it's great to see you guys. We're all smiling. And then he'll open his mouth, and she'll be like, what the fuck is he about to say? Like, shut up.
Have you spoken to him? It's not like she's, it's unfounded. Well, she walks in, she probably, it's exactly what happened. She probably says to him exactly what you said. Please don't be a retard when you walk in.
I tell you what Lewis is, though. He's a great dad.
He is a great dad.
He is.
He's a dad
before me.
He's actually a nice guy.
Look, Lewis
has a good heart.
He has no manners. That's what he has. No manners at all.
No manners, no finesse. He has like a caveman.
No decorum.
And he used to be dirty, right?
Oh.
used to be, Lynn?
I mean, the only reason why he's not now is because... He lives with me.
He can't get near the baby.
You shower him down like county.
I remember I went to their house. I went to his first apartment without her. I literally wanted to go to a doctor when I left. It was a block away from me. And it was this, it was like 1975 New York. Do you know what I mean?
No, remember, like, when he lived with,
like,
Haley?
It was like,
he lived with one of my best friends, Haley.
Yeah.
But then she'd call me, I'm throwing up. I just threw up. Lewis had it's so disgusting.
You go to the apartment now, like when I went to, it's amazing. It's like, oh my God, they have a couch and a living area and dishes are done. I don't know if there's, look, I should thank God for Dawn. I know that. But we should have a benefit for you. Like a yearly benefit where we raise money, where we send you and James wherever the fuck you want to go.
Like you adopted somebody, like little Ilion. Like you brought this, you made him a real person.
Do you have to call him the rattlesnake now? Is that his new name?
What about the Gomites?
Are you a Gomite?
Are you a Gomite?
No.
Get some t-shirts?
No.
Ugh. Now, shut up, Lou.
Here's the thing, though. You're on your way to fucking L.A., and now you're staying here. Are you glad you stayed?
Yeah, I'm really happy we stayed. I didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go to L.A.?
No, I didn't.
But he was dragging you to where Mexicans rule, right?
Yeah. God knows where they were going to live. I'm so disturbed by this.
You ever see those canals that flood and when it rains in L.A.? He was building something under there.
The L.A. River.
That was his plan, if he couldn't get comedy work, to just stand on Ventura with a rake.
No, the bag of oranges. He was going to go steal oranges. No, but you're glad you stayed.
Yeah, I'm happy we stayed.
I'm happy he did, too, even though I should have just let him go.
How did your parents react when you introduced...
Lynn, Glenn, wait a second.
Does he make you call him all of his catchphrases while you fuck, being like, oh, call me a real ass dude.
Hang on.
Does he make
you not say fuck to her?
To somebody who's a mother?
Can you have some fucking dignity?
You want me to say make love to Louis J. Gomez?
How about sex? Together or sleep together.
You're fucking savage.
No, she's not a comic. She's a normal civilian.
I live in animal, so you don't have to
be. Yeah, but you're a mom. He doesn't need to say when you fuck.
I have more respect than that, all right? You don't fucking say fuck, you dark comedy asshole. Dude, fucking, what are you, a real ass dude?
I will ask you this question. Do you still have to have sex with him?
I bet sex with Louis is good. I bet it's exactly what she wants. It's fucking 2 seconds, a couple grunts, and it's over.
But you do scrub him down real good before.
Palm olive.
A couple loofahs, like a couple loofahs.
She hoses him outside like a fucking pet gorilla. She has to throw meat and lettuce at him so he eats while
so he stays.
She's just distracted.
Hand sanitizer as lube.
Louis, fucking nine colored cock, Gomez.
Is he writing anything in the chat room?
He's probably sprinting here right now.
I think he's out of the chat room. He's probably fucking.
He's on his way here, probably.
Yeah. He's probably fine. No, he's not. He's doing something somewhere.
No, he's not.
Where's your baby right now?
With Louis. He's watching the baby.
He's watching the show.
Yeah, that's why I was able to come take pictures.
He's running down 7th Street with the baby in his arms.
Yeah, on rollerblades.
Sweater.
He's got James strapped to his head with fucking
come on, James.
He has a go. He has a GoPro on James.
They both have the same Tito t-shirts on.
And you got to give Louis this. He's very cute, too. He's very cute.
Who is?
He is.
Louis, he's cute.
Well,
when he brushes his teeth.
When
he cleans up, he's very good looking.
If you're not downwind of him, he's adorable.
Look, here's the deal.
He has to wear a hat, too.
Here's the problem, though. Is you're so amazingly beautiful.
Beautiful. You're model beautiful.
You're like if it was Kelly, we wouldn't even have, we'd be like, we get it. Listen.
Hey, I'm an eight when there's no other women in the room. And then when she walks in, I'm like, hey, I'll take a four.
But I remember when I first met you. When I first met you.
We are Michigan 12.
From Michigan, actually. Yeah.
When I first met you, I thought it was a joke. I thought when I first met
when you guys said that, I'm like, Louis is why? Louis who?
When I walked into his apartment, I almost went, this is, did you, like, is this a joke? Like, did you fuck up? Like, are you, I almost went, are you okay? Like, whispered to you. Are you okay?
Okay,
do you need me to take you out of here?
Blink twice if you're in trouble.
Louis isn't listening, but I do have to ask you this as girls.
Oh, he's listening.
Okay, somehow. Well, as girls, have you seen some of the girls he's been with, though?
Yeah, I know too much.
But I will tell you this. Like, Kurt Metzger, like, his girlfriend now is like you. Like, she's incredibly beautiful. Yeah.
She's smart.
Incredibly,
too,
very smart, very sweet.
I love her.
Not Karen. Karen?
Yeah, Karen.
Yeah, I love Karen.
Kurt
she's so
fucked
sweet.
A homeless girl. Remember, Kurt was fucking around with this girl that was so dirty that she went to touch my dog, and Justin Silver was like, don't let her touch the dog. She's going to get out.
The dog expert. That was awesome.
Yeah, Kurt will fuck a bed bug.
He wanted to bring the homeless girl in my apartment, and I said, he goes, wait, I'll make her wait in the hall in case I don't want her to take drugs. Like, if she sees your drugs, she'll take them.
Jesus.
Out of your medicine cabinet.
I've done some fucking horseshit too. I mean, yeah, I lucked out too. I mean, when we were at the hotel and you had the baby and Dawn had the baby.
Dawn's great. I love Dawn so much.
I'm looking
Dawn
at me and Louis.
Great.
I'm looking at me and Louis like we really got out of. We should have AIDS. We should be dead. Like one of us. We should be in jail. Like we lucked. We're in a fucking Hilton.
Yeah.
With kid, like beautiful
with
chicks
beautiful
with beautiful
wives,
babies,
and you should be fucking your cousins and have babies with flipper arms. So you should not.
This is all the things that people were saying about me before with my girl that I just got separated from a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So now I'm just living in this fucking
what?
Not glory. Same thing. My girl, everyone was like, oh, she's so
great.
Yeah,
you fucked up too, dude. Yeah. Your girl was really.
What happened?
Yeah, we got divorced. Well, we're separated.
You were married?
Yeah, I was married already.
Hey,
was
married.
Sorry.
I'm 28. No, it's okay. Whatever. It was my call. It just wasn't working out.
Was
you know what I mean?
You guys met too young? And
yeah, I need to fuck some more people.
How old are you?
I'm 28 now.
I
we got divorced
to
at 27.
Fuck some more people.
I know.
I
don't mind that as much.
You in the throat so
bad. I don't mind that as much as saying to his friend's wife, if you said that to me, I would have fucking cracked you in the head. When you fuck him, that's bad. But when he, that's not that bad. Because he's talking about himself.
Hey, I could have fucked some more people while I was with her. I mean, did the right thing and fucked them when I was.
You don't get credit for returning a wallet that's not yours. Like you're not supposed to fuck other people.
Yeah, I know, but that's all I'm saying is I did the right thing.
No, but I agree with you. I give you credit for that.
I agree.
I give myself credit for not getting handjobs by Asian ladies anymore.
You can't give yourself credit for that.
Absolutely.
No, you can't.
You can give yourself... All right, let me ask you this question. I don't drink anymore, so I give myself credit for not drinking or using drugs. Can I give myself credit for that?
No, because those are destructive things to you.
Why can't I give myself credit for that?
Yes, you can, but I was...
Exactly. Fuck you. Okay, I was addicted to Putang.
You were not addicted to Putang. So
I was getting hookers. $20 hookers. I was doing it... Well, not a
How do you not have AIDS?
I know. I should definitely have something.
Honestly.
Everyone should be dead.
I didn't even get herpes, which is like shocking. Because I remember chicks would go, look, I have herpes. I just want to let you know. And I'm like, so what?
Bobby's got like guardian angels. Like he has like a little Boston grandma angels that are like.
Joe List has
don't
herpes.
Don't make him get her.
Joe's got herpes. He's probably had my a tenth
great,
of you.
My great, great grandmother, listen, God, just don't let his dick survive.
He's got some wicked problems. Yeah. I understand.
Give him warts twice and crabs once. He'll learn his lesson.
Give one of his friends hepatitis. He'll learn.
I got warts. That was a motherfucker. Yeah, your dick starts looking like a tree trunk.
Doesn't it go to your butt, too?
No. Ooh, no.
See, this is why I got divorced, so I could experience all these things.
Dude, there's nothing out there,
Rob.
There's nothing out there.
Did you make Lewis get lots of blood tests and shit before you married him or had the baby? What? I mean, yeah. I mean, sure.
You both have to.
He was... clean.
Yeah, that's his legal.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, look. First of all, you love him.
Yeah, I do.
You
Otherwise,
love him.
I mean,
and
I
here's the thing.
With him
this is what this
him.
Is what I love about like you and Dawn is that through over. All of us, all this shit is when you really find a girl that does accept you for the piece of shit that you are. I mean,
well, I battle with that.
But he's changing. Okay. Look, I used to be a worse. I used to be angry, a lot angry with Dawn. Like, I used to have a temper, my childhood, all this fucked up shit I did. And I've changed in the last 7 years, 8 years. Holy shit. So there is hope, honey. That's all I'm telling you. There will be a day when you look at Lewis and you go, I did it. I did a good job. I did.
I trained him. No.
He's all right. No, seriously. He needs to learn. We all do. Because look at his childhood and my childhood, we were fucked. We were learned to disconnect because everybody that we cared about was ripped away from us. Okay, so I can't be with a girl. I need to take care of me. All right. So to let a woman in, especially smoking hot like you, that you should leave him and bang somebody hotter.
No, I mean seriously. Like I'm not even being an asshole. Like if George Clooney walked in, he'd be like, "What's that girl's name?"
Yeah.
Like that's why. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, but you don't. But first of all, you didn't know that she has a twin sister dead on her stomach. You didn't know about that. So she's hot with clothes on, but if you took her stomach has like an eyeball and a tooth.
And like, and you guys she's wouldn't bang her. Would you'd be like, let me just bang the dead sister.
You'd call it a threesome every time.
What happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
It's 5 o'clock.
Take a piss and
what?
Internet, 5 o'clock.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Anyways, we're going to wrap this up. All right. So, Lynn, you're on the show with me. I can't believe you don't have an hour. I can't believe you don't have a...
I do have an hour. I did.
But not a special.
I know.
You fix it?
No, it's won't let me go.
All right. Fucking... Oh, my God. It's frozen. That's probably because Lewis probably shut it down.
He shut it down. He got his go-mites to just collect. Like, shut it down.
Well, there's three go-mites. Can we not fucking talk about the go-mites?
Lewis has actual fans.
There's literally fucking eight people from my show that like him.
He has Kay Vazzy and a couple other people.
Yeah, there's fucking eight people, fucking nine of them from your shit country because they love Real Ass Dude. Go fuck yourself.
Go-mites unite.
Go-mites unite.
Shut it down.
My country that he's not even allowed to get into,
know,
by the way.
Right?
That's the best part. All of his fans are in a country he has no access to.
We're going to plug something in a second, sweetie.
Okay.
So anyways, we're going to wrap this show up. It's been an amazing show. And there's a lot of plugs going on. I know that, but that's... I wanted to get Dave on the show because I love when a comic actually... you know, it's hard, man. It's hard to get stuff in this business and propel your own career. But when somebody actually uses their career to help so many other comedians, is a rare thing. So when a guy like David Tell, who is one of the nicest guys in the biz, but also one of the funniest motherfuckers walking the planet, and you guys know that, puts a show like this together with Comedy Central and has all these people on, like Lynn Coplitz. I mean, me and you, we're road warriors, and we don't get on fucking TV like that because of what we do.
You're right.
We can't. You know what I mean? We don't know how are you going to tone down our shit or make it 4 minutes? It's very hard to do. And for this show to exist is amazing to me. So I want to give it up for Dave for putting it together in Comedy Central. It's at 1 o'clock on Saturday nights. You got the website and all that? It's
I just had an
underground
email.
Comedy.
Underground
hashtag
comedy.
The underground. Yeah. Said
hashtag the underground. At Attell on Twitter. Make sure you check out Mike Vecchione's new CD, Muscle Confusion.
Muscle Confusion.
It's not Janet Jackson's Control. It's a Muscle Confusion. The shittiest name I've ever heard for a CD.
I mean, it's
but
pretty bad.
Mike Vecchione is a fucking hilarious motherfucker.
He's a little beast. Really
great. Unfucking
believable. I actually just listened to his CD right before I came here. He's really good. It's really good.
Unbelievable. So make sure you go to iTunes right the fuck now. Right when you stop listening to this, go buy it. It's $10, I think. Hit the button, buy it, and tell a friend. Make sure you do that. And then Kurt Metzger has his show coming out. What's the name of it?
White Precious.
White Precious. I mean, go check it out. I mean, we're doing all this for you motherfuckers. So you guys can laugh in your cube or your truck or whatever fucking car.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, Bubba.
I'm so glad you have this because you... No, honestly, I wish it was even... More than this, because you're honestly one of the funniest people I've ever known, and I've never seen anything like it. Like, people don't even realize, people listen to the podcast, if they haven't seen you live, they should, because you haven't experienced anything until you see a full crowd at the Cellar just literally stomping their fucking feet at your jokes. Like,
Thank you, baby.
So funny. I mean, honestly, you could tell a story.
This weekend, he fucking killed it, and then people were coming up to him saying, I've seen you 8-9 times. Yeah. It was like my ninth time seeing you.
Do you know, I will literally lay in bed and think about him, like, pushing Dawn in the bush and just burst into hysterical laughter. And I will try and tell his stories. I'm like, and then I don't do it as well as he does, because he's talking about the woman has a limp wrist when she's giving him a massage.
Oh yeah.
Never mind. I do get why you don't like me. They're way nicer than I am, so that makes complete sense that you hate me.
I don't hate you at all.
Okay.
I don't have people on the show that I hate. I only have people on the show that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. People I hate, I don't talk to at all. I love you, Rob. You're a very good guy, and the reason why I like you is the reason why I like Lewis, is that you create shit from nothing. Because, you know, guys like us or people like us would have no opportunities in this business, because they give it to people who are safe and who can, you know, I mean, I get it, but we have to create our own shit. Like you created your own shit up there in Toronto, and, you know, you made a community where there wasn't one, and then you bring all the people that you like up there to make people laugh. So I'm a big fan of you. Yeah. The Dark Comedy Festival is a great fucking festival that is kicking off every year. When is that again?
November 5th, and we have awesome. So for the roast this year, we have Ron Jeremy already as the person getting roasted.
Awesome.
So then so that's pretty sweet.
Alright, check it out. So what's your Twitter?
Rob Loves Arguing.
What is it?
Rob.
Slow down, fucking toothy.
Rob Seriously? Loves arguing.
Okay, great. Rob That's loves cute. Arguing. Not yeah. brushing teeth, yeah. but arguing.
They're clean. They're just fucking horrific.
Oh, Invisalign.
Yeah.
I know. Beatrice doesn't care.
I wouldn't even.
Yeah. What the fuck do I need to improve myself for if Lewis is getting that? And really, what's the point?
Lewis could get mouth kissed by that beautiful woman. You should just go out
there. I'll save the money.
I don't want to trash your fucking husband. He's a hustler.
Notice she doesn't look sad or upset about it.
No, she's not. She knows we're kidding. But, I mean, not all the way. But listen, I mean, seriously, 90% of the time. Fucking Luis Gomez. I love the guy. He's one of the
You can't not love him. He's a lovable guy.
The reason why I love him is he's a hustler, and he makes shit happen, and he gets shit done. And
he's the Ratso Rizzo of comedy.
He's a motherfucker, man. He's relentless. He sees something, he goes, gets it. And I love that about him. And I tell you, this weekend, he fucking killed it.
Yeah, he did a great job.
job.
His comedy has gotten so much better in the last year. Just in the last year, he goes up and he does his act and he crushes it. I took him to Rhode Island and now in Boston, and he fucking, I love not having to worry about it. And I don't have to worry about it.
I will give Lewis this too. What I always liked about Lewis is there's a lot of these kids that are always coming out in and really full of themselves and have a lot of, you know, very tenacious and stick-to-itiveness, which is great.
Right.
But they don't listen. They don't take the advice that's being given to them by the road warriors, by the people that have been doing this. And Lewis always listens. He always, like a sip, he would just suck in everything that Jay or Bob or anyone told him.
It just takes a while. You got to really bang him over the head a bit.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I had to do something with the computer.
But do you know what I mean?
I absolutely know what you mean. He is...
I mean, some of these guys, I want to hit him with a bottle.
But here's the thing, though. I think Lewis, and I think he has a lot more... As the opportunities come and he works hard, I think he has a lot more to give, especially acting wise. I think he's got a lot of depth and a lot of stuff other than being the comedy, the real ass dude, that fucking crazy hammer fisting shit. I think there's a lot of underneath that we're going to see.
This little baby is going to bring a lot of stuff out.
I think there's a lot of stuff and the opportunities he gets in the future that is going to allow him. And the opportunities are coming for him too. Why? Because he works his ass off. So good for you. And someday you'll have that guard.
Speak of the devil right now. Look who's calling.
Yeah, you'll get that garden someday. I mean, when you get divorced, you'll get it.
Bobby, you know that Bobby wants that garden. You do know.
Louis Gomez is on the phone. Louis.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Oh, the phone is... By the way, on this phone, his name is spelt wrong, and there's no J.
Yeah, I know. I did that intentionally. He hates it. Go ahead. What's up? We're doing a live show here.
First of all, I'm fucking listening to the past hour, and this is what's fucking...
So anyways.
Hey! I know what he was about to say. He was
about
to say.
First of all, how about less listening and more watching the baby? Yeah. You can hear crying in the background, you dumb fuck.
Dad, change my poopy diaper. Oh, no.
check out. Lynn, what do you got, baby?
I'm gonna every Saturday night, I'm with Joan and Melissa Rivers.
Right.
On Joan Knows Best.
I love you. You know, I met her at Louie's Thanksgiving party.
Oh, you did?
She was there, and I went, I love Lynn. I love Lynn. She's one of my favorite people. And she went, Lynn! Yeah! Like, she was, like, stunned that I knew you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was just looking at me like, yeah.
That's hysterical. Yeah, she's pretty awesome. Yeah, but anyway, so I'm on season 4 of that.
Yep.
And then the Dirty Sexy Funny Tour starts. You can watch it right now. We did a live taping at... Right. In Vegas, it's on Epix, and Epix is free for everyone this month, so watch it on demand, and then come out and see us.
Great. Good for you. Lynn, thanks for coming by.
And it's lynncoplitzcomedy.com.
All right, cool. One of the funniest people. I love you. I've always loved you.
Thank you for saying people and not women. That means a lot. Thank you.
Okay, it shouldn't, but listen.
It was an accident, but...
No, it wasn't an accident. I understand what you fucking broads go through. I respect you fucking twats. Really, one of the funniest people since I've become a downer. I love, and I'm glad you finally made it on. You come back on again. Maybe next time you won't be late.
I live a block away from here. I know, and you were still fucking late. 3:30, I had a call.
Nobody told me that. Who didn't fucking tell me that?
No, I think Christine.
You never fucking.
All right, whatever. I fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, this is what I hate about Scopo. When he fucks up, it's somehow he gets mad at you.
I didn't.
All right, I fucking fucked up.
No.
You fucking asshole. You're happy
fucking...
now? You broke me. I fucked up.
No.
All right, fuck you, Bobby.
Lynn didn't respond to my text, so I had Christine to text you.
Ooh, it's back on Lynn.
And I didn't understand the text message. And then when she said 3:30, I said, oh, fuck. That means she couldn't get here till 3:30.
Yes, I'm accepting my avails from Esty right now.
I'm sorry, I was away when you texted me, and then I just forgot to get back to you because I didn't know you, and I was like,
All right, well, come back on again.
But
will
I
you?
Will. Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
I live a block away. Call
I
me
know
when
we
you
heard
need me.
You. Uh-huh. I'm kidding.
See, that was attacking.
That was attacking. I know, but that's the thing. B, where's your photos? First of all, let me just say this too: is that B takes amazing fucking photos. She's not only a beautiful woman, a beautiful mom, and the patron saint of fucking smelly dick shits. she is an amazing photographer. Mm. So if you need headshots for anything, or you want you know, photos of any event, you can go to where?
Beatphotos.com.
Say it again?
Beatphotos.com.
Spell it for us so we know.
BEAT photos.com.
Go there right now. You can check out a bunch of her photos. She's amazing. And she's...
cheap headshots.
Well,
for an actor,
let's not go cheap yet. You know, I mean, you don't know how much she's charging.
Affordable. I work with your budget.
Well, let's not get, look, you pay her some goddamn money, for God's sakes, all right? Usually headshots cost you $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, and she charges a little less than that. Because, a lot less than that.
Because you can't rely on Lewis's spot pay.
Did I already go through your credits?
Yeah.
Huh? Credits?
Yeah. What did you want? What did you want to get? No, you're right.
I have a CD.
What is it?
Rob Mayhew, Closet Alcoholic.
35 minutes does not count as a CD.
It's 40. It's 42.
It's 40?
42.
Oh, can you believe this motherfucker? What? A 42-minute CD.
What do you want me to do?
A fucking hour.
I'll do an hour. You want to give me an hour in a room? No one shows up for me.
Okay.
I don't have anyone to show up for things.
What is it?
Oh, wait to tell you.
No one shows up for me. I'm nobody. We have established that.
What is it?
Rob Mayhew, Closet Alcoholic.
All right, Closet Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Make sure you check it out. Rob from Toronto. Scopo, what do you got?
Just get me at Chris Scopo on Twitter, and then the 2nd and the 3rd, I'll be at Joker's Wild opening for Luis Gomez.
Look who's headlining.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Look who's fucking headlining.
Yeah!
Kelly, what do you got, baby?
Just go to my website, kellyvistuga.com. I'll update everything there. And don't forget to follow. I love you. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, YKWD at Facebook. Be kept up to date with all the videos and the photos. And on Twitter, YKWD, of course. Please join us and like us and wouldn't love us. Let us know, blah, blah, blah.
And Kelly, I wouldn't think Lewis could get you either.
He could definitely get her.
When you said before about the 30 being 32, wanting to trap men, I was like, yeah, what the fuck else am I going to do? Nothing.
I've been setting women back with that idea.
All right, so what do we got for me there, Scopo?
All right, so May 1st, Bobby's at the Harris in Atlantic City.
Big show.
You were DiPaolo on that one,
yeah,
right?
Me and Nick DiPaolo at the Harris, Atlantic City.
I would like to see that. That'd
be a good show. Yeah. May 1st.
May 2nd, May 3rd, you're at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yep.
May 10th, you're at The Chance in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yep.
And June 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, you're at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco Island.
Lewis.
Off
Lewis,
the hook.
You're back. I'm sorry. Something must have happened to the fucking connection. What's up?
What's going on?
Lewis Gomez, everybody, on the show. Lewis Gomez.
Hey, Louie Lou.
I feel like you're going to hang up on me again.
I'm not going to hang up. What happened? What's going on? What's your problem?
Where's the baby?
Are you on the show still?
Yeah, we're still on the show.
Well, I'm also on my passion. What was
So did Beatrice.
First of all, Beatrice should give you fucking good.
Okay. Anyways.
Here we go. I love Lewis.
I love him. You don't get to shake a fucking Altoid can now, do you?
He didn't know what to say.
Anyways. All right. So that's it. Go to RobertKellyLive.com. I hope you guys enjoyed the stream. Fucked up. Why? Because we get shitty internet down here in the lower Manhattan. We're going to make sure you go to the new RiotCast.com. The new website's up. It's much easier. Functionality's awesome.
Looks great.
We have thank you, buddy. We have Riotcast TV down. So now when we do the show live, you can go right to Riotcast.com, scroll to the bottom, Riotcast TV. It comes up right live, right in your phone or iPad or computer screen. So make sure you check that out. Support all the other shows on Riotcast. We have the best fucking network in the country, this country, and I dare say Canada.
Yeah.
We're the best one in Canada, too.
And don't forget to get those volcano flowers and the German razor blades.
Yes, Harry's.com. Jesus Christ. And make sure you order those strawberries so we can see Kelly's tit.
You say dude and you get a discount.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Thank you very much for listening to the You Know What, Dude.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
Join!